Blog Talk Radio.
You want it that close on it?
I'll zoom out if anything.
Damn you, ugly Walt.
All right. Works in my favor, trust me.
All right. Now I guess it's my turn?
Yeah.
I'll take a seat. Is that a lot better, though, Chris?
Yeah,
is it being high like that?
It's always been good, but if it comes to your side, I have to see. Anything, can you do, I'm going to do something on your side.
Mo, can you press 3? Or,
two? Yeah, hit 2.
Making sure Blog Talk Radio is on.
Yeah. I don't see anybody on the line. Oh, well, can you do a story real fast? Peter Cullen Show.
I just have the team's mic on.
Well, me and Chris did it, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
no, it's because we got Blog Talk Radio hot right now. How big is that?
3.2 million.
3.2?
Yeah. I'm like, damn, boy. I'm like, who the fuck? Oh, yeah, Dominic posted that. I would never say that.
Yeah.
We were high value.
Yeah, that shit trash.
He's on? He's right? Me, Mo's right?
Oh,
Because I was trying to turn on yesterday. It was off. I don't know if we took it off manually.
This should be on.
Hold on. Wait, I'm going to move your camera a little bit so this thing doesn't hit the edge. Ah, yeah.
Bro, I hate this Elgato
control center. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. All right, Mo, your light is on. Then Chris, yours should be showing me work. You want it brighter or... Oh, Mo, you should get this app, by the way, so you can connect your phone to it so that you can control your phone.
Oh. What is the Elgato?
Yeah, type in, like, Elgato control center. Chris, you good?
No, it's not on.
I don't know why. Alright, is that good, Chris?
Yeah, it's good.
You want it brighter? Or...
No, I'm good. I'm not dark like Mo, Walt.
Okay.
I ain't lying, though, right? All right, ready?
Yeah, you're not. Head big, though.
I know, right?
I am absolutely a lot more handsome than Chris by, like, a landslide.
Ooh.
It's not even close.
Nigga, you're a landslide.
Oh, shit.
Bro, your head is a landslide, bro.
All right.
Bro, Chris, why your head bigger than my stomach, bro? What's going on?
No, man, that's way too big.
I know.
You tripping.
Bro, what's going on?
Mo, you tripping.
Listen, every time you shake your head, your body start leaning.
All right.
Jeez.
Every time you walk, right. I can hear you outside.
Yeah, sit down here, Mo. Let everybody know.
All right, let's get this thing going.
3, 2, 1.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. It's the call-in show.
It's
Friday.
It's Friday, man.
Let's get into it, baby.
Let's go.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Hit Podcast, regular edition. And we got Hero in the house as well.
Hero.
Hey, Hero, get out of here,
get
bro.
Get out of here, boy.
Get out of here. But anyway, guys, welcome to the show. Quick announcement before we get into the show. Patreon.com/FreshFit. Guys,
We got the – do we have the kickout from yesterday on there?
Yeah, actually, we have the actual footage of her getting arrested.
Oh, they don't know about that.
Damaging the car.
Bro, she went downstairs. They don't know that, bro. So
yeah, you know, Chris, pull a picture on right now so you can see the actual thumbnail because it was crazy, man. But
Yeah. Bro, she basically – she went downstairs and acted crazy, and she, like, assaulted the valet guy, and he fucking called the cops on her, bro. She, like, knocked the podium over and shit. It was fucking crazy.
Hit a car.
Bobby Shmurda went wild. You know
bro.
What I'm saying?
And that's your black queen? I mean,
bro. Like, bro, literally, you cannot make this up. As you guys know, we've brought in, we've had girls on the show this week that have just been, like, acting wild. You know what I'm saying? Acting reckless and shit like that. Basically, one girl tried to start a fight, almost got beat up. Another girl got, and then the other girl got into this situation where she went downstairs because we kicked her out. As y'all saw, she was, like, crying when I started telling the facts. And then we're like, yo, just get the hell out of here. Because we all know a lot of these girls have crocodile tears, right? And she goes down there, and the fucking valet guy, because I text him sometimes to, like, let him know, hey, we got such and such cars, whatever, get them ready. Because we hook up the girls to get their valet if they're not, you know, if we're cool with them.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, SOS 911. And I'm like, what? And he just sends me a video of her wilding out downstairs, bro. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you can't
like,
make this up, bro.
Shit.
You can't make this up, bro.
Like, yo, like, that, this is craziness.
But when I went downstairs, I was like, with the girls, the white security guard was like, hey, oh, yeah, Poppy, can I speak to you? I'm like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, man, the girl who's down there, man, she was crazy, man. She hit everybody. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, she
bro,
good.
Bro, I went downstairs. I saw them watching the video, actual video. I was like, wait, I know that girl.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
man.
Poppy, she broke the car and she beat people. I'm like, what the? She got
bro.
Arrested. I was like,
bro.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, like the cops came in and took her, bro. It was fucking comedy. Yo. You can't make this shit up, bro. You
nah,
cannot
bro.
Make this shit up. Girls come on the podcast, say the fuckery. You guys hate black women. And then we're like, that's not true. You're just, you know, you obviously didn't watch the show, blah, blah, blah. Explain it to them. They get in their feelings and emotional. Try to start fights, whatever it is. And, yeah.
Clip here. Black girl in jail breaks car and valet equipment after Pressure Fit podcast. Yo, bro. Real talk. That was crazy, bro. That was wild.
Oh, man. And, hey, just so y'all know, we didn't tell her to do any of that. Y'all was going to say,
no.
You guys are targeting black women.
No.
I'll tell y'all this. Every time we've kicked other girls off, because we kicked off girls on other races all the time.
Yep.
No one says shit. Like, when we kick out white girls, no one says anything. Bro, I kicked out 5 white girls at one time, I remember. Nobody bat an eye. No one said anything. You know what I'm saying? But we kicked this chick out. She acts a fool, gets into a fucking confrontation,
fight.
Knocks the podium over, hits the fucking valet guy. I pay him for this shit. She didn't want to pay $20. Now she in jail.
Yo, I hate to say it, but let's be real here. All the crazy world star moments. Hey, man. It'd be the black chicks, bro. You can't make this shit up.
And the other thing, too, is that, like you guys got to understand, right? So, like, when we're doing a show or whatever and the girls start walling out, like, we're not in control of what, you know, site picks it up or what they want to do. Guys, we don't pay for promo when it comes to World Star, Shade Room, any of this other stuff. These dudes are giving us free advertising, real talk. Y'all
thank
need
you.
A check.
Thank you so
and,
much.
Yeah, thank you so much, by the way. So you know we don't pay for any
Shade
type of
room,
promo.
Are you watching?
Yeah. So these dudes put us on just because the craziness on the show, and we don't tell the girls act like that. Obviously, you guys know this isn't scripted. Like fucking anyone that's been on the pod will tell y'all, no, this is actually real shit. Like I can't believe it.
Axe valet.
Yeah. Like bro, act up.
They won't let me Akon.
Like for all the people that was yesterday saying this is staged, whatever, or the other girl that tried to start a fight in here, this is staged. I was like, all right, bro, y'all. Yeah, at this point, you guys are just hating. Like, you really think I'd be losing these hair follicles if the shit was staged?
When that punch connects, that shit ain't real.
Yeah, man.
That shit
so,
is real. But
yeah.
Hold on.
Fucking crazy.
We got another link as well. We're now on Cameo, guys. So check us out on Cameo. If you want birthday shout-outs, if you want like shout-outs for your boys cheating on you, you want my mom to scold her, get on Cameo. We're lit right now. We got a couple
what
requests
is it? As
well.
Cameo.com/what?
I put the link in the chat, Chris, if you want to bring it up.
Okay.
We got a bunch of requests already. Off rip.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
I'll talk to y'all later on the show. So
we'll be talking to y'all on Cameo
and
as well.
And it's funny, we mentioned Cameo in our Instagram course, and they reached out to us to come on the platform, which is pretty dope.
Yeah. Also, guys, we're on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Every single platform you listen to podcasts, we are there. Just make sure you wear headphones. Also, get the merch, freshfitpodcaststore.com, guys. We got all the T-shirts there. I feel like Ninja Watcher, Who Hurt You, all the funny shirts that pretty much signify the quotes that I've been getting from angry women on my Instagram.
That I never
and I've been getting a lot of angry messages from girls on Instagram, bro. It is wild, bro. But 99% of them are overweight chicks that I don't even like, and they're messaging me, and it's just amazing to me how, you know, women come into male spaces hear content they don't like, and then stay, continue to listen to the content, get triggered, and then send a bunch of messages and comments. And it's like, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
If I don't like what you got to say, I'm not even going to tune in.
Yeah, like
what I want. The power of the internet, man. I watch what I want.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, bro. It's like they almost go on the internet to get triggered. And you know what the funny part is? Just this quick little thing that I've analyzed from us going viral now a million times in a month. When a woman says something reckless or whatever, like, not that many people are going to go. Like, if she says something, especially that has to do with, like, intersexual dynamics where she's, like, demeaning a man or whatever, no one cares. No one bats the eye. Like, no one's going to go. Like, it's not a bunch of melanists going to go over to her page. So, you toxic pig, your father's black. Or, hey, you toxic pig, you have a dad. You came from a scrotum somewhere, bitch. Nobody cares. Nobody calls any of these chicks out. Like, no one goes and watches their content and just harasses the fuck out of them. But with us, they come into these mail spaces, and they just love talking shit, bro. It's crazy to me how people take time out of their day to go and talk shit to someone that doesn't know and or care about them and just to fucking do it. It's wild.
Hey, man, I just love the engagement because I'm using that to my advantage. Thank you for the free engagement. Thank you so much.
So this chick messaged me, right? Because I put a DM Instagram. I put a story of me going to the gym. This fat chick messages me on Instagram. It says some shit like, you ugly, your big nose is big, you go to the gym because you get no bitches. A bunch of ad hominem attacks that make no sense and don't attack my argument. I literally just respond, you need to go to the gym. She screenshots it and says, oh, look, I got a response. And I'm like, wow. This goes to show when you're making a hater's day just by making fun of them for them being fat, that just tells you how, like, the pathetic state of a lot of these fucking haters, bro. It's hilarious to me. So, anyway, that's a whole other thing. It's like, y'all are fans on the low. Okay, wait, do we have anything? Let's keep going. Check us out on the Fresh Fit Clips channel, guys. And we have a clips channel where we release two videos per day. And we also release a clip every day on this channel. And then, Fresh, you want to talk about your vlog channel?
Guys, for behind the scenes, man, once again, I mentioned this before, I'm going to be doing live streams more often on this channel. Not so much vlogs. I'm going to do it on the other channel, Freshman CEO Vlogs. This will be turning to CEO Lifestyle. So it's going to be more like educational channel. But this channel over here is going to be more live streams with girls, celebrities, and other people as well. So check it out.
Chris, what about you?
Yes, guys. Follow me on Twitch, guys, on Aaron Poxon. I streamed earlier today, so shout out to you guys for tuning in today's earlier stream. Shout out to Merch Gang, by the way.
Merch
Gang! I feel like Merch.
Shout out to Mo.
Always repping.
Nigga, what size is that?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes. The answer is Super Bowl.
As a kite. All right, anyway, so
kite?
Yeah,
kite size.
So guys, I will do a pre-show and a post-show with the girls tonight. So tune in, we out here. And ladies, if you want to come on our show, DM me at Aaron C. Poxon. If you DM me with your profile with no photos, I can't bring you onto the show. And make sure if you fly in from to Miami, book an area around South Miami, South Beach, Brickell is fine, Midtown, and let's make it happen.
Cool. Yeah, guys. Yo, Mo, what's up with you, bro? Tell the people about your fitness journey. What's going on with you, man? How are you doing and all the craziness of this week as far as, like, from your perspective?
And I had just came from the gym this afternoon.
Hey.
And shout out to the app that, you know, because I'm under the Myron's plan. So,
yep.
So I make – and I always show Myron every time I come into the studio. I'm putting in days. I've been eating a lot better. I've been feeling better. And, you know, as Chris can tell you, I am super, like, always energetic extra when I'm coming into the studio.
Yo, what's your current weight? We're going to start tracking every Friday. We're gonna start tracking so you guys can get a fitness check-in from Mo. That way, you guys are going to be on the journey with him. So, Mo, well, how much you weigh right now?
496.
Okay.
496.
So guys, write that down.
That's three niggas.
Write that down. He's going to continue to lose weight every week, and you guys are going to see the progress right here. And we go all get him to the goal together.
Yeah.
So
let's go.
Yeah. So I
gotta say, mind, body, soul, no excuses. # make Myron proud.
There you go, man. There you go. And we gotta get him down, guys. Like I told him when he first walked up the elevator and I first met him, I was like, yo, you fat as hell, bro. We gotta lose this weight, goddammit.
He yelled that shit. You like, goddamn, you fat as shit.
So we're gonna get him there, guys. We're gonna and you guys are gonna be able to be on the weight loss journey with him. We'll talk about what we have Mo doing. Right now I have him in the gym 3 times per week doing full-body workouts. And, you know, we could talk about that in detail as well down the road if you guys are interested in knowing. But yeah, we're going to get him in shape. Cool. Anything else before we get into it?
Any
other announcements?
Fed It.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I have another YouTube channel. It's called Fed It. I recently broke down the Pusheisty case, his federal case. I broke down his case, his dad's case, his history, and I broke it down from A to Z, guys, and my estimation estimation on how much time he's going to do based on the federal guidelines and the crime that he the crimes he got convicted for. He actually pleaded guilty to you know, possession of a firearm while committing a drug trafficking act, like a 924C. So I gave my estimation there on his time. Check it out. It's great. We actually read the criminal complaint and documents together, and I broke down, you know, how – because the FBI ended up doing the case. I broke down how they were able to put it together. And, bro, basically, my man rented a McLaren from somebody, told him, hey, I want to buy weed and sneakers from you as well. They showed up, and then they robbed him. And I'm like, wait, what the hell? Bro, you're a well-known rapper. Like, what the fuck? I guess Pusheisty wasn't kidding around, bro. Like, you know, literally pulled out the Draco. He said, leave the sneakers here and the weed. And the guy's like, oh, shit. And then they try to do something, and then bang, they just shot one of them in the ass, and they shot the other guy, bro. And the next thing you know, it was all caught on surveillance footage, and it was across the street from the police station.
Hey, man, they're moving Shiesty over here. Mad Shiesty over here.
And then he also got in a shooting at the King of Diamonds. And I guess he wasn't kidding around when he said, don't need security, got my own fire in the club. He was not kidding around. So lives his raps, unfortunately, but that's not a good look because obviously now he's in jail. God damn it.
Chris, bring up a cameo real quick.
Hold on, Fresh. What's the link? Is it in Telegram?
Yeah, we'll pull it up in the middle.
Actually, I have it right now.
So, because I want to hit the phone lines here in a second. Oh, actually, you already got it up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is us on Cameo, guys. We are lit on Cameo.
So we are Cameo right now. Bunch of requests came in. So just shout out to y'all, man, that already sent in requests. We're pretty new here, so there you go.
Okay. Right, cool. Link is in the chat. So check us out, guys, over there. That intro is pretty funny as well. And then anything else before we get into it?
No.
Okay.
No,
guys, the phone number. Can you put the number on the screen, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
Guys, the number to call into the show is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. Today's show is the hater show.
Call in.
Okay. We want the haters to call in. We've been getting a lot of backlash about the Brittany Renner clip and all this other bullshit. Very obvious. No one watched the goddamn interview. They're just going to take that 10-second clip that Act did to get clickbait, and they're like, oh, yeah, shit, owned y'all. And I'm just like, in the back of my mind, like,
stupid.
Most people are low IQ and not going to, well, actually watch the full interview. Obviously, a lot of people did watch the full show and were like, oh, damn, this is lit. It was a great discussion, which it really was. Shout out to Brittany. But they're going to take that first, like, 30 seconds from the show, you know, from the podcast where, you know, I triggered her and say, oh, my God, you guys got checked by Brittany Renner. I'm just like, bro, you guys are, a lot of people are just low IQ.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, it's amazing how, people will believe a certain narrative, not watch it for themselves, and just, like, assume whatever everyone is saying on Twitter and Shade Room is right. The thing is, guys, what I've come to realize is mainstream media just wants to make us look a certain way because obviously, yo, real talk, guys, the red pill's in the mainstream. Yeah, we are pretty much, I won't even sound cocky, we're at the forefront right now of bringing the RP into the mainstream. And you got to remember, guys, most people do not want to resist the slave mind. They want to be in the slave mind. So when we talk about, you know, cryptocurrency, being independent, being an entrepreneur, not letting women control your life, looking at the world from a red lens versus looking at the world from a blue lens, a lot of people are not used to looking at the world this way. You know what I'm saying? Everyone thinks women are right, you're wrong, women are champions, let's pedestalize them, whatever. So we go in there and say, nah, you got to make girls uncomfortable or whatever. Everyone's like, what? Whoa, that's childish. You need to grow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there, so many people, guys, are not aware. You know what I'm saying? You guys got to remember that the RP is still a relatively new thing, and most guys don't know it. And the guys that do know it, it's one of two things. They're either going to accept it and embrace it and move on, right, and know, understand female nature. And then some guys are just going to keep their heads stuck in the sand and not want to know it or understand it and just make fun of anyone that thinks that way because they themselves don't understand hypergamy and female nature to the degree that we do. You know what I'm saying?
And look, if you're RP aware, man, you're blessed, man, because look, a lot of people here are so blue pill and they don't even know what's happening. That when they wake up one day, oh, my life is over, regret. Do you actually know? You got to find a chance here. Most guys don't.
The normies are finally getting a taste of our content, and that's why we're getting all this crazy hate, guys. The RP is the RP for a reason. Most people are not capable of independent thought when it comes to intersexual dynamics like we do over here. So if you're over here, congratulations. You have resisted the slave mind, and you are not an idiot like 99% of people that are simps, blue pill, idiot, delusional of standards, etc., as far as like women go and hypergamy. So welcome to the Fresh and Fucking Fit podcast, baby. All right, so let's hit these chats real quick, and then we're going to get right into the phone lines. Hopefully some of these haters call in, which I know a lot of them probably won't.
We have I Am Warner.
It's $10. Fresh and Fit, you changed my life forever. I can't wait to tap in with you guys on the phone lines. Last digit 6359. Cool.
Cool.
Just watch the Flagrant interview. That's a prime example why you can't discuss RP with Blue Pill guys. I tried that before and never again. Yep, exactly. And guys, going into it, we kind of knew that was going to happen. But, you know, if anything, that interview is a very good case study of RP aware guys talking with Blue Pill guys and like seeing how differently we view the world. You know what I'm saying? And no hate on those guys, but it's very obvious, like, they're all in serious relationships. They're all married. So they're not speaking from a position of awareness to a degree of how dating works right here, right now, in today's modern day age as a regular guy. You know, keep in mind that these dudes are successful comedians and have been so for the better part of the past decade, etc. So they're not the same as a regular guy. We kept trying to harp on that, like, bro, your view on hypergamy and how women operate is not the same as how it would be for an average guy, because we're in a unique position where we talk to men every single day and we talk to women and we have them on the pod. So real talk, I don't want to sound cocky, but there's no one that has more of a pulse on the dating market today than me and Fresh in the space. You know what I'm saying?
And actually, we're actually on dating apps, Trigger Site.
Yep.
We're in person, full approach, part. Like, we're actually in the game right now doing the thing. So, I mean, at this point, bro, like, their opinion, I get it, you know, from an older perspective is understandable, but like, if you're in the current dating market, you can give advice accordingly. But if you're not, you really understand what's happening.
And it's funny because one of the guys there, the only single guy, as we were doing an interview, you guys couldn't see it on camera.
Yeah.
He was nodding like this every single point we made.
Yeah.
The one single guy, as he was listening to us. And I don't knock them, because you're not going to understand the stuff we say. It might sound crazy until you're actually in the market and you're dealing with modern day women at, you know, a certain level. And here in Miami, guys, I tell y'all all the time, we're playing it on hard mode. I don't want to say that's a cry. Oh, my God, don't lie for me. Oh, my God, it's so tough out here. Oh. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying we understand what it's like to be in a competitive market like Miami. Because to be honest with you, when I go to other major cities, it's a lot easier than here.
Yeah, I just pray that they don't get divorced grapes. Because, hey, man, things happen, bro.
Yeah, no animosity towards those guys. But, you know, it's a really good watch that interview, guys, and you'll see the difference between how most, because I would say most guys think the way they do, you know what I'm saying, in the West in general, and then seeing how we think and us bringing our topics together.
And look, there's nothing wrong with having hope, but you got to understand, like, if you got to be how to put it, so aware at all times, because you never know what's going to happen, so.
Yeah, okay. And we already got 3,300 of you guys in here. Do me a quick favor, guys.
Like the video.
Like the video, man. Help us up with the engagement. This is going to be a great talk. These are some of my favorite episodes when we talk to you guys. Where are we at, Chris?
Yeah, and guys, when you call in, please one question at a time, because, you know, you guys be going on with 2 hours of chats, and so.
Okay. Conspiracy, not watching the full podcast is the modern equivalent of not reading the whole book. Context is important. Facts. King Chris, shout out to my bros in Miami. The black chick was crazy. That's why we don't mess with them. I see you fresh with the ad-lib. Sheesh, all right. $2, Agent Fit. I'm calling. Got your number, 43. Okay. And then Bobby was probably in the jail yard playing basketball poo-shicey this morning. Yo, I knew y'all were going to fucking make jokes on that shit. FNL, y'all the best. I got my first FNF merch in this week, and I had it on when I went over to my mom's, and she was obsessed of wanted to see the back. Told her she wasn't ready for the back. Yeah, since the fifth, baby. $5. Caden Clark, I love the show so much. It's thankfully taught my friends and I so much. Great perspective you guys have. Absolutely, bro. Thank you so much. Mr. Fantastic, $10. Watching the Patreon of Bobby Wallin out, throwing up my hat, doing the shmoney dance like the hot boy.
Yeah, who gets hurt better, her or the robot?
That bitch literally shut up downstairs. Nigga, I ain't paying for this fucking shit. Well, ma'am, you're going to have to pay for the valet. What? Murder dance.
What is that?
Oh, man.
She just doing this shit like the whole time. Just, you know what I'm saying? Talking shit to the guy. Getting fights. Bro, that girl was ratchet, bro. Myra Fresh, Chris Moe, and the FNF gang. Year 2022 is ours. Just for the taking. Chee-ow! Okay, got you. 1-3, you guys do it going against the grain. For FNF, we up. Enough is enough with this I feel like crap. Facts. For Moe to read.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Mo, you eating too much Grionzili. cut that out. You should be good.
That's hate.
Yeah,
food.
Baby Dale.
Hey, just know I got you. I've already cut the bullshit down. You feel me? I'm eating a lot better. And, of course, like I said, thanks to Myron's plan. Yo, I'm on it. I promise you.
Oh, you
make Myron proud.
Since you guys – thank you, Mo. We will not let you fail, my friend. Since you guys, a video on the gram to react to ended up getting blocked by Myron, but it's all good. Y'all should check it out, though. Yo, my block button's strong, bro. Like, if I leave my phone for like 10 minutes and then open it back up, there's like 99 requests. I'm like, oh, shit. And most of it, I look through, it's like angry black women. And I'm just like, man, fuck this shit. I just delete everything, block whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just annoying because I'm like, God damn it. Because it fucks up with my inbox. So I'm like trying to see who else might maybe contact me. So if it's like, it looks like some BS, I just like get rid of it. But just DM, just put your Instagram in the thing, bro, and I got you. You might have accidentally got blocked. G-Biscuit, $10. Got to call in. Call in the hate you guys going through is ridiculous. 4-7, got you. 215, got you. Got me. Get me in. Got you.
Cardboard knife.
Shout out my boys, Myron and Walt. Oh, yeah, and that was cardboard knife. Shout out to you, bro. Oh, yeah, you were supporting on the Fetish stream, too, man. I made you a mod. Thank you so much. Press is good, Press, guys. We rocking with you out here in Philly. Keep it up. Also, shout out to my boy, A-A-Ron. A-A-Ron. And then we got 9-2 Abraham. Yeah, I used to argue with the haters, but after a while, I noticed only see the clips and take it out of context, so I just stopped. Yeah, guys, don't argue with the haters, bro.
Yeah.
Like, these people don't want to resist the slave mind.
Yo, y'all be in the comments going crazy, bro. And I appreciate it, man, but hey, man.
Yeah, fuck them, guys. Like, just do what I do. Block them. Like, get rid of the shit. Like, you know, delete them off your shit, your timeline. Because you're going to go mad, bro. Because now that we've officially entered into the mainstream, like, literally hip-hop blogs, big Instagram channels, etc., they're all covering us. They're not aware of this way of thinking, guys. Most people are blue pill for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Joshua Bitts, hey guys, are you guys all at all worried about getting canceled by YouTube one day? Nah. If so, do you guys have anything in place in case that happens? If it happens to Trump, it can happen to y'all. That's true, but I don't think so, bro, because, you know, we're not here just literally bashing women with, like, baselessly. Like, we're actually using facts. We talk about uncomfortable truths about males and females. It's just that everyone tends to hone in about the negatives that we talk about with females but not about the males. But we actually do keep it objective on both ends. And if anything, if people watch our daytime shows, we're actually harder than on the guys.
Here we are.
Hell, yeah, y'all see me make roasted Mo in the middle of the show about him being fat all the time. But if I say a chick can't be fat, oh, my God, that's body shaming. But they won't bat an eye when I roast Mo for being fat. That's the crazy double standard we live in, guys. I honestly feel like the guys on the Flagrant Podcast just didn't understand the city life. That's y'all live. Don't change for no one, dog. Love y'all. Absolutely. Shout out to Piccolo and Mr. Popo for the amazing nonstop content. Any way you guys can get blue-collar business owners on the Money Monday, yeah, hit us up if you want promo. Vorochan, not to mention Andrew, is still a blue pill alpha, and I don't blame him for not understanding, but he can't really speak on a 2022 dating market exactly. That's why we didn't sit there and, like, argue with them. We just gave our points, and, you know, if their biggest response to a lot of our points was, well, that's immature. Well, that's stupid. Well, that doesn't really attack the argument. You're just, like, attacking us, kind of. Like, ad hominem arguments don't work. So,
hey, man, they want us to be triggered, but
to trigger us, and it didn't work. Spacekeeper, who has an alpha mentality, Biden or Putin? Definitely Putin. Yo, Myron, whenever times get real tough, and it's been a long time since I started my goal, I think about the advice you gave Skippy, and it helps me stay on track. Your advice to Skip helped my life. Thank you so much, bro. And that is why we do what we do, my friend.
I also want to say I do relate to that because same thing where that Skippy episode really, like, lit a fire up my ass to keep pushing, push harder. So that's why I said I was already been on it, and that Skippy episode really, really spoke to me personally.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I mean, we don't deal with mediocrity over here on Fresh and Fit, guys. We want all y'all to fucking become. Because here's the thing: if all you guys follow our advice, we're still going to be a small percentage of the world anyway, because most people are plugged in. They want to be in the slave mind. They want to work a shitty job. They want to be broke. They want to not have money saved. They want to not buy assets. They want to be sitting there slaving over some chicken, saying, oh, my queens, and pedestalizing women like a fucking retard when these chicks don't even respect them. They want to adhere to that normal, mediocre existence that most guys live. Over here, we teach you guys, no, fuck that shit. You take control of your life. You don't give a fuck what society thinks about you taking control of your life, and you resist the slave mind. No bitch is going to tell you guys how to live your life. You live your life and then let the bitches come around you and acquiesce to your reality, not the other way around. These other guys teach you guys, oh, yeah, just be a gentleman. You know, put her on a pedestal. Make her feel like a queen. Make her feel special. Blah, blah, fucking blah. No, that's not how things work, guys. It's always got to be around you. You are the prize, guys. As the man, you have to bust your ass to get to a certain point where you make a certain amount of money. You got to learn confidence. You got to learn game. You got to get in the gym. You got to become the man. And when you become the man, the last thing you want to do is listen to a fucking woman, okay?
Y'all can get mad at me. Oh, my God, you're so misogynistic.
How dare you?
I don't give a fuck what you dumb hoes think, because you guys don't have to put the work in to attract the opposite gender. So shut the fuck up. No one cares what y'all think, bro. Real talk. You could go on the internet, sell feet pictures, make $10K a fucking month, go on a date with a fat nigga that's a sugar daddy, make $10K a month. We can't do that shit. It's either sink or swim as a man. You know what I'm saying? Women have other contingencies that they can rely upon, their beauty, hoeing out, OnlyFans, whatever, and that's not to insult them. But let's be realistic here, you know? Who has to deal with more adversity living in the West? Men, by fucking far. So you can't sit there and pedestalize someone that does not have to work as hard as you do to get the same sexual gratification and to be attractive to the opposite gender. That's why I tell you guys, you are, because you had to become the person that you are, versus these dumb assholes do not have to become. They're born with their value. You have to create yours. You don't sit there and tell, you don't let a fucking trust fund baby tell you, a self-made millionaire, how to spend your goddamn money. All right? That's how we roll over here at Fresh and Fit. You control your destiny, not these dumb assholes, the left, social justice warriors, etc. You do what the fuck you want to do, and that's what we want you guys to do.
And also, true freedom means, for example, you are not controlled by women. You control your freedom. You control your destiny. And as a result, women are a byproduct of what you do. And you're way happier that way, too, because you're in control. So there you go.
Bam. Marquise 912, Akash's most popular clip is him making fun of a black female heckler, telling her she was the reason black guys date white women. He was fully aware the stereotype was, but was disingenuous. Exactly.
Hey, man,
we didn't bring that up on the interview. I should have. I was like, nah, because I watched that clip right before it went on.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is interesting. But Brazil, $5. That craziness about race left me with a question as a white Brazilian in the U.S. Do Americans look at me as white or Latin? Will I be a minority? Well, according to everybody else, some people say I'm black, some people say I'm not, some people say I'm a Sambo, whatever the hell else they want to call me. So it really depends on how people feel about you, bro. It's like they want to pick and choose when you're black.
It's their perception, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You can't win. So, let's see here. Angus Black, love the show, guys. Watching from Scotland. Thank you so much. $9. Mark G, $5. The policing of black men is crazy. SMH. Yeah. And then Nico Christensen, 55 SEK. All right, let's hit the phone lines.
Cool. Second. I think first caller was the first super chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just make sure because I have notes down. Okay, Venom.
Yo, Venom, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
What's up, FNF family? What's up, brothers? How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good, man. It's Friday.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much. I didn't have a question. I just have a thank you statement that I wanted to share with you guys. Is it okay if I share with you guys a thank you statement?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. All right.
So I honestly want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, I'm a 6'7" man that makes about mid six figures, but I wasn't tapped into my masculinity, nor did I know my value as a man. My father was raised by his sisters, so even though my father was a large man, he was never taught to be a man himself. But with your guys' guidance and your guys' advice, I conquered my inner masculinity. And now I'm going to change the motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
The motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? And you guys activated a motherfucking warrior. And now, you know, I'm already rich. But I started a YouTube channel where I teach people about Almighty God. But I teach people the truth about Almighty God. So I'm basically like the red pill when it comes to religion. And I just want to say thank you guys so much, because you guys gave me the courage and the bravery to say what needs to be motherfucking said. You feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a
that's
fire.
That's what's up, bro.
That's straight fire, man.
And, you know, at the end of the day, resist the motherfucking slave mind. You feel me?
Yeah. Guys, yeah, facts. Yeah. Resist the slave mind, man. Shout out to our boy Andrew Tate. That is so true, bro. You must resist the fucking slave mind, guys, okay?
R.I.P.'s Twitter only got banned.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Crazy.
God damn. We'll have him back on the show, guys. Don't worry, though. Thank you so much for calling in, bro. We'll hit the next caller.
Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to you, man. Keep calling.
Can I say one more thing? Yeah. Is there any way, like, do you mind if I share my channel by any chance? It's only
because
you guys are
Yeah, for sure. Please.
My channel is I Am The Warner.
Okay. Go check him out, guys. I Am The Warner.
That I come to teach people the truth about Almighty God. And this is the red pill when it comes to religion.
Cool.
All right.
Go check them out, guys. Go support them. And
you guys,
yeah.
I fucking love you guys. F and F to the motherfucking death. You already know.
Yeah, that guy.
I love that. He's lit right now, bro. Oh,
damn,
man.
Son. Where'd you find this?
Caller, baby. All right, man. Thank you for calling into the show. Go check him out.
The hell was that, bro? That's like a you whacking.
The camera's unplugged.
What? Which camera?
See.
Oh, I think they're seeing just unplugged lifestyle.
Okay, just hit stop start cam, Chris.
That's weird.
There you go. Now we're back. We're back. Don't worry. All right, so let's.
Yeah, that's so much energy.
Yeah, too much energy. Broke the goddamn camera angle. All right, who's next?
1 second.
Yeah, where the haters at, man?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we
want
some haters calling in here, bro. All
right, well, we're going through a pay two chats first. All right, so let's go to $50 super chat.
Yep.
8175.
All right.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man? I know you want to call from a hater, but, you know, I'm not one, bro. I just wanted to call you, saying I love y'all, the content y'all do and everything. You're pretty much teaching the world, yo, because not many people talk about this type of stuff, and the way you guys portray it, I think is perfect, man, because it's going to teach people, like, we live in this world right now where you say something the wrong way and people just, even though it's right, people will just take offense to it, even though it's the right thing to do. Like, if you tell somebody, yo, you need to stop smoking weed, but the way you tell somebody you need to stop smoking weed, they'll take it the wrong way and they'll take offense to it. Nah, bro, you need to stop fucking smoking weed so you can do better and better your life. Yeah, so I just love everything you guys are doing. I wanted to say also about the that Brittany Renner interview. People took the clip that Academics posted, and they ran with it, man. Like, because I promote you guys to, like, my friends and family. Like, yo, check these guys out. Aren't they speaking some facts, this, that, and third? And I woke up this morning. People are sending me posts and all that. People are sending me stories with Brittany Renner, basically, like, the start of it. Just the start of it where she was basically coming at you guys. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Because I sat there yesterday and I watched the whole interview, man. And I'm like, yo, you need to watch the whole interview because by the end of it, she was silent. She was silent because there's really nothing you could say. Man, I love that interview. I love the interview before, too, that you guys did before with Academics. It was just you two and Academics.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to call and say I love you guys and keep up the content.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that love, bro.
Yep.
And thank you so much. Who's the next caller?
Next caller. Get someone random real quick.
All right.
4574.
4574.
Hey, what's good, man? Can y'all hear me?
Got you.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead. Hey, man, first off, man, I just want to say y'all some haters, man. Y'all some haters. And I'm going to say y'all some haters because y'all didn't want to sell my shirt, man, dripping dip, man. So y'all some haters.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I'll just fuck around with y'all. Hey, no,
yeah,
for real, though. Remember
he spoke about the chat, drip and dip? Like, you change your name, fresh and fit, drip and dip? That's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just messing with y'all. I was fucking with y'all. No, but I actually all
I'm just used to at this point. I'm just like, all right, here we go. But go ahead.
No. All jokes aside, I just want to say, everybody in the chat, man, please take the red pill content serious because it's going to get to the point that they're going to take it away from you. I think every man should apply it to their personal life, and it's very viable information because if you look at any situation, like no offense to Brittany, I know I ain't trying to be negative, but she always, girl, and she said, she's like, man.
You're breaking up, bro.
Yeah, you're breaking up really bad, man.
All right,
you know what I'm saying? And just like that one girl that's trying to disrespect Myron, she's like, oh yeah, and back in the day Myron used to try to holler at me, but she's on his show trying to get exposure. So the point I'm trying to say is women always talk that they're above us, but their actions show different. Like, so it's like, you know what I'm saying, like Amber Rose, she was nothing without Kanye West. No offense to Kim Kardashian, no one knows about Kim Kardashian until the sex tape, and no one knows about Sweetie. No one knew about Sweetie until Quavo. Us men co-sign men. I mean, not men. I mean, us men co-sign women. But anyway, at the end of the day, they just proving our point. That's basically what I'm trying to say. So please take full. I'm telling y'all, man, it's going to get to the point, man. Red pill going to be erased. So I take full advantage of it. That's all I got to say. Take full advantage.
All right, man.
Of
Nothing good away. Just take it in, use it while you can, because it's available for free right now. So
yeah, absolutely, bro. And real quick, we got Anthony Spade reaction in the show on the fucking channel as well. He's a fellow YouTuber in the RP space, guys. So go ahead and go support him, because, like I said, we show love to everybody in RP space, even though some of y'all turned your backs on us when we were going through some of the drama, which is fine.
Stay
it is
there.
What it is. You can stay over there.
Hashtag
but to all the
there.
Guys, all the other guys, man, shout out to y'all, man. Like I said, we always want other RP channels to get exposure, because if anyone that's like telling the truth about intersexual dynamics, and this isn't just the RP as far as like dealing with women, guys, just the RP in general as far as like looking at the world from an objective lens versus a feels lens that most people like to subscribe to, you know, we're definitely with you, man, because this way of thinking is rare. And not only that, I'm going to try to, you know, come at you for thinking this way. Independent thinkers typically tend to stay independent for a reason, because most people are not capable of independent thought. A lot of people are fucking sheep.
All right,
let's move on to the next caller.
Okay.
Let's Thanks go. For calling in, bro. Shout out to Anthony Spray. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel, guys.
4347.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What'd it do?
I'm just calling into the show because I really fucking hate the show.
Okay.
And I think you guys, like, degrade, like, black women specifically, and that you guys, like, really don't like black women at all.
Okay. So how so?
You purposely target them because of their skin color. You call them N-words, and, like, you tell them that they won't be successful because they have, like, children. It's not nice.
All right, this is definitely a troll.
You trolling, nigga.
Yeah.
You trolling, nigga. Who is this?
Yeah.
Yo, man, it's Agent Bit, bro.
Yo, it's too good.
Too happy, excited to troll us. Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, bro? How y'all doing, bro? I just want to say, man, the amount of crybabies and whiners and everybody else is retarded, bro. They can kiss a dick. They can jump off a building. I don't give a damn. We don't care what they think about, bro. We don't hear the pander. We don't hear the kiss cheeks, bro. We don't give a shit, bro. We're going to reach a million by June. Nothing to worry about, bro. These niggas, there's a lot of niggas speaking real tough on the keyboard. Look, they're not going to do shit in real life, bro. That's all I'm going to say, man.
Man.
Yo,
straight facts.
Shout out to you, bro, and thank you for calling in, man. You always make us laugh when you call in, bro.
He went on a crazy rant. He did some of the best thumbnails in the industry, man. So
yeah.
Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to you, Agent Fit, man. Thank you for supporting, my man.
Thank you.
All right, who's up next on the line, Chris?
Yeah,
we got Rational Male, Rolo Tomasi.
Hey, shout out to Rolo Tomasi, by the way, in the house.
He says, Brittany Renner is the psychotic BPD girlfriend the black manosphere just can't bring themselves to break up with. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
All right. 0332, random caller.
0332.
I think she likes me, Rolo. I don't know. She might like
me. Hey, you guys hear me?
Yeah, got you.
Sounds like you're in a warehouse, bro. You in a warehouse?
Yeah, I actually am. I just want to say I love you guys, but to be honest with you, I don't really want to call in because you guys want to talk to haters, so I'll just walk out. But I love you guys. I fuck with you guys, and I'm really proud of you. Bye.
All right. Shout out to you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for showing love, bro. It sounds like you're working, so thank you for calling us while you're working.
We need to make this show for supporters so haters call in. Let's flip it around.
All right, let's see. Let's go with 0338.
Yeah.
Random caller.
Mr. Fortman.
What?
Mr. Forty.
All right, next caller. All
right, very profound.
I think it's farted.
Random caller 4802.
All right, go ahead, bro.
Yo, tell them that.
Hey, yo, I know you guys are talking to haters, but I just wanted to call in real quick and tell you that the first time I saw that video on the Shade Room of you saying Laquisha and shit, I laughed my ass off. I genuinely thought it was hilarious. Like, and the thing is, I have a black girlfriend. Like, I only fuck with black girls, but that shit was genuinely funny. And it's so powerful being RP aware because that was actually genuinely a joke. I actually laughed. And because I don't know, man. It's just interesting how the world is. And you're right, Myron. It's just clown world, man. Clown world. Okay. I love you guys, man. Good shit.
Thank you, bro, for calling it. And yeah, man, it's a clown world, bro. Like, you can't, like, you can make fun of certain people, but you can't make fun of others, bro. And that's kind of where we're at now in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's okay for, like, if black women turn around and said, yo, niggas ain't shit. I see a bunch of female black YouTubers saying black dudes are bullet bags. No outrage there. No one cares. You know what I'm saying? We're not going over to their Instagram saying, oh, my God, your daddy's black. Like, no one gives a fuck, bro, because men don't invade female spaces. But women love to invade male spaces and talk shit. And the thing is that, bro, like, y'all already control the media industry in general. Like, women already have all the talk shows. You know, Netflix is basically, you know, feminist central where they got female leads on movies and all this other shit. Like, women dominate the entertainment industry nowadays. Shade Room, bro, 99% of their audience is, like, angry black women, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're coming over hating on us so much. And it's like, yo, we don't go over to your platforms and like, complain and cry and whatever because we understand that the content you guys make isn't necessarily for us. So I don't care. We stay on our side of the internet. But then they come over, find our shit. Oh, clap to them. Why do y'all care so much about who we stick our dicks in, jokes that we make, et cetera? It just goes to show the crazy outrage culture we live in. People live to get triggered nowadays.
Yeah, it's become apparent, man, that men shouldn't have their own show because what we say is too radical. But then they, like you said earlier, they have multiple shows online on big networks. But men don't have that. It's probably one of the only places you can go to get that raw,
facts,
you know, energy that you want to talk about. And let's be real here. If we said this on a huge platform, they would challenge us to the T. So
100%, bro. And
yeah, this is our men's safe zone where we could actually be men, joke around and be real.
Yeah, like it's crazy because they love to invade male spaces, and it's not like we go over there and look at their shit. Because honestly, men don't care about what women do, bro. Like as far as like their opinions or whatever. That's why like women go ahead. It's open misandry out here. Like chicks are out here saying niggas ain't shit, bullet bags, all this other shit. They say a bunch of derogatory things about men. But no one really cares because it's like, they're women. Who gives a fuck, bro? They can't even pick what they want to eat for lunch. So no one really cares. But if a guy says that, it's a huge issue. Matter of fact, bro, if you type in misandry on your phone, like on a computer, it's probably going to have a red little squiggle line underneath it because no one knows what the fuck that word is, bro. We'd be asking.
Question mark.
They never know what misogyny is. But I'd be like, hey, do you know what misandry is? They're like, oh, I never even heard of that. What the hell? And that just goes to show you the crazy world that we live in, guys, where it's not even a thing to respect men. You know, it just really isn't. Like, it's okay to absolutely shit on men with zero consequence, but if a guy reveals unflattering truths, not just talk shit, unflattering truths about women, oh, you're a misogynistic. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's the crazy world we live in, man.
Misogyny.
All right, who's up next?
Okay, let's go with a random caller, 4634.
Welcome to the Pressure Podcast.
What's up, man?
Yes, sir. I just have a question for all three of you gentlemen. My question is simply, what makes you guys niggas?
What makes us niggas?
Yes, facts. What makes you niggas? All three of y'all, Chris, Fresh, Myron, all y'all. What makes y'all niggas?
I guess the skin color? I don't know, bro. What do you want me to say?
I'm glad y'all made that statement because in real life, if you would have said that to, let's say, some of your hosts, like you had Kodak Black on there, you had Hot Boy, you had 600 Breezy, if you would have said that in a sitting with them, they would have addressed you accordingly because real niggas don't let bitch-ass motherfuckers like y'all get on there and false flag what nigga, what being a nigga really is. You actually have to stand on something. It's like a gangster. But now all that shit is so fucking watered down, we can get people like y'all to come on here and just because of the skin of the hue of your color of the skin of your the color of your skin, you feel that I can just perpetuate this same stereotype that we all already got and it's like, oh, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this. But in reality, y'all ain't never had to go through no nigga situations. So my thing is, I agree with the shit that y'all say as far as man and woman topics, but the whole thing is y'all need to be more of men yourselves and let go of that extra nigga testosterone that y'all have when y'all have other minorities on y'all platform. Because y'all don't do that shit when y'all got other regular real street niggas sitting on y'all platform. Y'all don't do that shit. Y'all humble yourself. Know why? Because y'all know y'all fucking place. So that y'all can speak.
Yeah, how do you know what we talk about?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, are you privy to our conversations that we had?
Well,
we
be saying the
let me take one of y'all at a time. Because one of y'all at a time, I can't hear all y'all talking at the same time. Because one of y'all at a time, that's all I need to hear. All
right, nigga. Do you know what we say off camera,
exactly,
nigga?
Exactly. Chris, you ain't even about that life, bro. You a Fortnite ass nigga. So, cause I ain't even really gotta address that. I just want to hear one y'all at a time, bro.
Hey, yo, hey, nigga, slow down, nigga, slow down. Deep breath, nigga.
Look, bro.
Deep breath.
Okay.
All right, relax,
y'all,
nigga.
Moving my point. All right,
first of all,
y'all cut women off anytime they try to cut y'all off.
Yo,
another man addresses y'all. Now y'all
want to
talk? Why y'all all talking at the same time?
Let me talk.
I don't know why y'all all talking at the same time, man.
Nigga, if you shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. You a Fortnite ass nigga.
Go ahead, nigga. Talk. Go ahead.
On BD facts, you heard me though? Hold on, what you say?
Go ahead, talk.
No, Chris, I want to hear what you got to say so you can address it. Why are you a nigga?
What I'm saying is this, nigga, right? How do you know where I grew up from? How do you know what area?
Look at the lingo that you
I can't even talk.
Okay, my bad, bro. Go ahead, go.
No.
Right.
You good? No, you good? No, you good? Like you.
I know.
You are embarrassed.
In real life, I'm gonna slap your pussy ass, dude. That's what
it is.
You can't even drop your nuts on your own platform, bro. You want to make it a joke and try to goddamn belittle me, but in reality, bro, you ain't
How
really about that
you,
life,
man?
Bro. So goddamn fresh and mild, bro. I respect the platform, bro. So I just want to ask y'all, what do y'all got? What certification do y'all got to be called niggas? To be classified as
niggas. Oh, on camera, man.
Yeah, right. What? I'm letting y'all speak, man. I'll put the phone down. Let's go.
Listen, you good?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
So,
appreciate it. I appreciate the time.
All right, so what was your last question?
Last question to you is the same question it is. What makes you a nigga?
Nigga, I'm a nigga. That's all I got to say. You know, hold your balls, do what you got to do, wake up every day. I don't know what your definition of nigga is, but
so,
according to you right now, like, you know, you all over the place. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah. I was born in it. That's an environment
you was born in nigga.
What you mean? What?
What is your definition of being a nigga?
What's the definition of being a nigga? Hold on. My definition of being a nigga doesn't have to be real. Doesn't have to be
street.
I'm
not proud of this shit. You want some niggas? We're here, bro. Let me tell you something. You keep talking shit like this, you're going to get clapped. All right, bro? Enough and F. You feel me, motherfucker? Hey, man. Sweet rip, bitch. And I'm a nigga.
Stop screaming, bro.
Get out of my face, nigga.
Shut
your face, nigga.
We're
going to stop
you. Screaming, bro. You was with the police. All y'all with the police. Myron, with the police.
Myron, but this is gangster Myron now.
Yeah.
And I got a couple felony convictions.
I respect that, man. At least you're going to flip it up and tell him that you gangster Myron now from being fed Myron. That's all I'm saying. So
well, other guys are saying, but this is gangster Myron here, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
No, bro. Myron is in the house.
Because y'all not me.
Yeah. You want to ask us?
Niggas
right now.
Yeah, bro. You can't get cooked out here.
I'm going to hit you with a good bow. We just got done robbing a bank. What'd you do today? I committed
felony. We're going to hit you with the same indictment they just hit two strikes you with, huh?
Hey, yo, I've committed several felonies today.
Come
How many
on,
felonies
man.
You complete?
Come on.
I committed.
Come on, man. Look at your fanboys, bro. Come on.
All right, nigga. You got 30 seconds.
Come on, man. Come on,
you
bro.
Got 30 I'm seconds
saying.
To
keep real.
Get your point across.
Hey, if y'all can't answer it, I understand, because I know y'all was
never niggas in
the first place.
I don't even know what you're saying.
All
I know is that you're a pussy. I'm the real G here.
No, that don't make nobody mad.
I just committed several felonies today alone. How many felonies did you commit today? How many felonies did you commit today?
Allegedly.
It would have been saying, allegedly.
That's the whole point I'm making. That's what I'm saying. Y'all making black people that actually...
Our niggas look bad, because y'all not an example of what the fuck we are.
Oh, yeah.
You got a bitch in the back, too?
Is that Shaniqua?
Hey. Oh, Shaniqua?
Hey, you need to go make a sandwich.
Shaniqua in the back?
You need to go be making a sandwich, bitch.
Oh, God.
Get out of here.
You in the kitchen. Go in the kitchen.
Yeah. Y'all funny as hell.
I can work with you.
You damn right. Hell yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm calling from the kitchen. That's the only place she needs to be in right now.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. Put the camera on me. All right? Listen, I committed several felonies today alone. You ain't committed nothing. I'm a gangster. This is Byron you talking to. This ain't Myron, motherfucker. I'll come and chuck you in
you
your same ass.
You
probably can't even make a sandwich, and I'll get my Shaniqua to fuck up your Shaniqua. Fuck you, bro. All right? Understand? You a player right here, you ain't there. Right? All right,
make sure I have cheese on my sandwich.
Yeah,
peanut butter. Well, not cheese. Two sandwiches. One peanut butter and one ham and cheese.
My Shaniqua better than your Shaniqua, nigga. My Shaniqua, watch your Shaniqua, motherfucker. You come make a better sandwich. You know what I'm saying? You a dummy. You
don't take your money for y'all.
Get out of here, nigga. This guy's not robbing a bank. Did he rob a bank today? I got the feds on me. I don't even know what you got on you, dummy. Fuck out of here.
All right?
You bitch ass nigga. You're probably a snitch. I know you are. Get out of here. You're an informant, nigga.
Hey.
Yeah. You know, I'll send my fucking dog to clap you, nigga.
My white, this is my white nigga right here.
Yeah,
white nigga.
The white nigga's right here.
You're playing Call of Duty with y'all right now.
Yo, I know you ain't talking, bitch. You sound like you have high cholesterol. Fuck out of here. I know you ain't talking. Fuck out of here, bro. You're on that government cheese, you dumb bitch. Fuck out of here. Get him out of here. I'll roast you niggas all day. I told y'all. We the real cheese out here. You such a fit, nigga. You okay? Don't fuck with us. Get out of here. Fuck with us, nigga. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. You don't know who you messing with, motherfucker.
Oh, man. That was hilarious. All right.
Yo.
All right. So, yo, I can't believe, man. Yo, that's why I'm about to move out of the hood, man. Niggas like that, man.
All right. Who's next on the line? Let's go. I'm having fun with this one.
Hey. All right. Let's get this last caller, and then not the last caller, but yeah, super chat.
Damn, Byron really, yo, I just saw him run out the spot.
He was
pissed.
He was really hood.
Allegedly.
7119.
Allegedly, of course.
He stole some fried chicken.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Facts. Yo, what's up, bro?
And watermelons.
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
What was that?
I don't know if you're going to follow up on that one. Is it going to be a good follow up or what? Yeah.
What's that, man?
I was calling because, this whole race thing is ridiculous. I'm a black dude. I'm like 25. And it's crazy because when I was younger, whenever I try to get it, black women, I guess, it was always an issue of you're not thug enough or you're not a nigga or you don't sag your pants enough. Then it's
like
you date a white girl. Yeah. And it's like also to the last caller, a nigga by definition is a person of ignorance. And no one wants to be a person of ignorance. So nobody wants to be a nigga. You can relax. But anyways, it's like as soon as you date a white girl, it's like a big deal. Everybody wonders why, and it's like, you guys don't give me a chance to date you guys, so why am I going to go for the ratchet ghetto bitches that ask me to match weed and hang out with the weed? But I just go get me a cool little Becky with a blonde hair that's going to blow my top off and not give me a hard time. So that's,
hey, man,
that's
you got a point, brother.
Hey, man, who you date?
You guys are cool. I watch
you
guys
bro,
all
a
the
colorist,
time.
Bro. You're a colorist.
Yeah.
You hate your mom.
Hey, fuck it. I got to get in where I fit in.
Hey, I always say, go where you're appreciated, bro. If that's where you're appreciated, go over there, Columbia. All right, Colin.
That's a fact. But yeah, thank you.
All right,
brother.
Let's see if we got any other haters on the line that are going to...
Haters, call in, man.
Check our...
Who wants to smoke?
Our nigga level, I guess.
Let's reach out.
Because I'll bring Byron back out, bro. GBP, Myron, you a G. I don't know how you're so patient with these 304s. I'd want to toss them over the balcony. You got to get in the war room, bro. All right, shout out to you. Jay Ledomo is my IG. Sent it to y'all. 0707, okay. 1 million subscribers coming. They'll be real mad when 6506. Keep educating these people. Don't let up. Got something to get off my chest. 3433. All right, Jake Smooth. $20, True Abram.
What's good, fellas? Just wondering if it was possible to upload a photo on Cameo for a better roast. Looking to get my boy destroyed. Much love, FNF Forever.
Actually,
got you.
Send us the request. Send us in the description your Instagram. Send us the photo, and we'll do it live if you want to. Or we'll just look at it ourselves and then roast.
Tay motivates. Shout out to y'all, boys. It's a shame how asleep the world is. They really out here pandering, trying to get clout. Keep going. Bros, effing up to the mood. Facts. Chris S., been a longtime fan of Flagrant 2 because they are unapologetic, but after you guys went, it changed the way I see them. Can't even make an argument without shaming language. Exactly. If you guys watched that podcast very closely, it was very clear that they had an agenda to push as far as, like, virtue signaling. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you guys are immature. Not all women are like that. Oh, we got to respect our black queens, et cetera, et cetera. They basically used it as a way to virtue signal and show, like, hey, we're not the bad guys. These guys are worse than us, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? If we got to be the bad guys, I'll take it all day. But it tells you something when Flagrant, who's considered a controversial podcast, is bringing us on their platform even saying, damn, like, I got to chill.
Yeah, because, like, you could tell the whole premises I was to, like, make us apologize and change our ways. But, like, hey, man, this is who we are, bro. This is what we're about.
Yep.
And it's funny because, like, we came on just to show love, and it was like, they were like, hey, you're immature, you're this, and I'm like, god damn, nigga, like, chill.
Yeah,
like,
here's the thing, we're not dumb guys. We knew they were going to do that.
Yeah.
We knew that they were going to bring us on and instantly try to trigger us. That's why we were staying very calm the whole time. Mm-hmm. We're not going to, because what they want is for us to get on there, get emotional,
get mad,
fuck y'all, blah, 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 so that they can make us look crazy and say, oh, see, look at these guys. They're erratic. They're emotional, whatever.
Those RP guys are crazy.
They're crazy. You know what I'm saying? And we already know that once you go into the mainstream media, we're already on a fine line with this method of thinking. So the last thing we're going to do is give them an emotional response so they can clip it. And they couldn't do that. Like, it's just like we're staying very calm. If you guys look at everything they said back to us to respond to our claims, that's immature. Oh, that's stupid. Whatever. It was never actually attacking the argument. It was just like an insult, which is fine. No problem. But
And then tell us how to run our platform. Bro, we're gonna tell you how to run Flagrant. Hey, man, we're more Flagrant than y'all niggas.
All right, guys.
You know what I'm saying? And this is no hate. I'm just saying, like, that's, if you guys watch the podcast, anyone that has half a brain is going to be able to see that very clearly, that there was an agenda there for some virtue signaling, which is cool. Hey, you want to use us as the bad guy? No problem. You know what I'm saying?
We'll take it.
All right, so chat saying we got a hater on the line.
Cool.
So
Let's go.
415.
Female hater, call in. Let's go.
It's a female hater? Oh, no.
Apparently it's the chat.
Oh, no. Let's go.
I'm scared.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yo, what's up? What'd it do?
No, never.
Chris?
No.
Is that the wrong person?
No, it's right Erico, but probably.
Yo, you there?
He's probably trolling.
It's probably another prank.
Yeah, he probably got scared of Byron.
All right.
Byron left, guys. Don't worry.
Bow.
He ran out of here and said something about robbing a bank again.
Allegedly.
To prove his worth. Yeah, allegedly.
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 All right. Let's go with 312. Erico.
Oh, damn. All right. What am I going to say? Oh, yeah. It's Goose Island. What's up?
Goose Island. I already know.
What up, bro?
Man. What's up, man?
Out to Chicago.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but I just got to say something to, like, Ray Ray and Shaniqua that was on the line because they were mad tweaking from my kids. I got to talk to Ray Ray first. Like, hey, man, you on the line? You out here trying to act all hard over the phone, bro? You sound goofy as hell saying I'm beating this, I'm beating that, bro. I guarantee you, I'm going to go into your hood. And I guarantee you, nobody knows who you are, bro. Stop acting hard on the net just because you in your feelings. You sound goofy. You're not a real man. Get out your feelings. And for the Shaniqua, I can tell you ugly as hell. You fat as hell. Lay off the pizza puff. Lay off the pizza puff because I can tell that's your fine delicacy. I know you eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Stop playing, folks. Like, on my kids, I'm telling you, bro. Like, you guys are literally proving the stereotype. How you going to sit here and get mad? How you going to sit here and get mad at Fresh and Fit for keeping it a band with y'all niggas saying, hey, man, these Shaniquas and Laquishas are ratchet. And then in order for you to keep these Shaniquas and Laquishas, you act like a Pookie and Ray Ray. And then when you were losing, you have your Shaniqua in the background try to fight for you, and you slap them on. My nigga, how is that possible? And then you trying to act hard saying that you banging on BD. Nigga, shut your ass up. You goofy as hell right now, bro. I'm like,
geez. Oh, man.
Like, bro, like, I'm thinking, because I guarantee you these are the same niggas that be racist towards Africans on the regular. But you guys get upset that people are being racist towards Africans. Bro, get a life, bro. Chase a bag. Don't worry about what I'm doing, nigga. Like, relax. Damn. But yeah. I just want to, like, that's for Ray Ray and Shaniqua. But I wanted to say something about the Flagrant 2 podcast as well.
Go ahead.
I do want to say a shout out to Andrew Schultz, because he was probably like the only one, apart from the guy who pulled up like the Tinder studies and agreed with y'all 100%. Andrew Schultz was like, even though he probably didn't agree what you guys were saying, he probably like, at least he was able to listen. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like Mike Rashid, you know, you guys have disagreements, but at least you guys were able to listen to each other and have an understanding. You know what I'm saying? So I can respect Andrew Schultz for that. Akash, on the other hand, I mean, it's great that he was a virgin and he lost his virginity at marriage. I mean, that's the kind of route I'm going. Niggas in the Discord don't believe me, but I'm a virgin. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's great that he found love in a hopeless place, no Rihanna, and, you know, he was able to find that unicorn. The problem with him is that that nigga is in his own bubble. You can have your experience, but you have to understand the world around you, bro. You got to understand that niggas don't got it like that. You feel me? You may got it like that, but them niggas don't. You were in an environment where you can find a girl and don't deal with the BS out there, but you sitting there being ignorant and saying, oh, they're immature, woo off the bandstand the third, that's not the wave, bro. That's not the wave. And then Alex, the guy with the dick, I mean, that nigga was just in his feelings. Like, I'm surprised y'all didn't go off on him, but I'm glad y'all didn't go off on him. Y'all kept y'all cool, y'all kept y'all composure, and I know, like, their fans are going to sit here and say, oh, you know, you show fresh and fit. Bruh, I guarantee you, if they were to bug up on Akash or Alex, you guys would be upset, and then you guys would be even more hating on, you guys would hit on them even more. So I respect y'all for sticking to y'all guns, because honestly, you can't argue RP knowledge with blue pill niggas. It's just impossible, bro. They have to understand it themselves, bro.
You can't force it upon people. So that's another reason, too, why we're just like, all right, whatever. And the thing is that... If you're a multimillionaire, right, and you're talking finances and investment, and you're talking to someone that's homeless, they're not going to have a frame of reference to even understand what you're talking about. So it's like, are you going to sit there and, like, try to explain, you know, buying real estate versus crypto versus whatever? Like, I mean, for them, they just need to get a goddamn house. And I'm not saying that to say, oh, my God, the flagrant's homeless. No, I'm not saying that. But when it comes to, like, dating knowledge, the contemporary dating marketplace in the West in general, like, I mean – bro, they don't have a real perception on how it is operating. And, like, for them to say that our thought process is wrong when we're in the field talking to thousands of men, thousands of women, no one else is in a unique position where we talk to both genders openly about the sexual marketplace and contemporary society in the West. No one else on YouTube does this at this level. So it's like we're speaking from a position of authority. We're not just talking shit because we bring both genders in. So, you know, when they were saying all these things, I didn't even get mad. I was like, all right, cool. You guys just don't have a frame of reference. So it sounds radical to you guys and it sounds wild, but you will never understand unless you're in the game yourself. And that's why the single guy was nodding with us like, damn, okay, yeah, these niggas spitting. But the married guys were like, wait, what? What do you mean? That's misogynistic. Oh, that's immature, whatever. And it's like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to – you can't – that interview is a beautiful demonstration and example that regular blue pill guys are typically not going to understand – the RP, unless they're looking for it and they're looking for answers.
Yeah, those guys,
exactly.
If was right, 100%.
Yeah.
We believe ours is right, but they're not open to kind of taking in what we say because they're at a certain level.
Yeah.
And they want to stay there. That's
because
cool.
I could understand where Cash is coming from. Like, yo, you did, I think it was like an arranged marriage or the families knew each other, whatever, which is something within the Indian culture.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah.
But, bro, like, let's
most
be honest. Most guys don't have that luxury of having a strong family unit that can
go
ahead and serve the woman for you that also came from a strong family unit that has the same culture and thought process as you. Like, that's rare. 99% of guys can't find that, bro. We got to appeal to the masses, not a 1% of people that can actually adhere to that tradition that you were able to benefit from. You know what I'm saying?
People only become RP or change either through a desperate scenario where things happen. Look for it because they want to find answers. And for them, they already got the answers, so they don't need any more.
It was a good discussion.
Yeah,
I just wish that they actually listened to what we had to say versus just making ad hominem attacks on it, because we understood where they were coming from 100%. You know what I'm saying? We know what it's like
from
the married perspective, you know, as far as, like, having, I guess, a certain perception of the sexual marketplace as a married guy. But they couldn't really see our side, which is fine. You know, no biggie.
All right,
cool. But, yo,
thank
Goose, thanks for calling in, bro. Let's hit the next caller.
All right, let's go with Shout out to Sean Muhammad. Let me show that the soup chest get in first.
All right, 3433.
Yo, 3433, what's up? What'd it do?
Yo, what up, Fresh and Fit? This is Jay Smooth.
Yo.
Jay Smooth.
What's going on? Hey, man, I just got a couple things to get off my chest, bro. First thing first, bro, the old dude that was calling, bro, I thought it was like a fucking joke or something for a minute, the one they was talking about, how y'all was saying nigga this and nigga that. Bro, honestly, bro, it's not like y'all were just saying that y'all was a part of the gang or no shit like that. Like, we all are niggas, like, in our own way. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter what circumstances you came from in life. We all have to go through something, you know what I'm saying, in life. So we basically kind of all in the same boat as far as, like, nigga-wise. I just want to say that first.
Okay.
Second thing I wanted to say, bro, it's crazy how many people be hating on y'all content, bro. And it's like, like, one podcast, bro, I would have way watching, because, you know, I watch other, like, Red Pill podcasts, well, I try to, you know what I'm saying? And one of them, I had to, like, unsubscribe to their ass because they was, like, doing, like, a reaction video on, like, all the bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that was going on with y'all or whatever, that y'all don't date black women, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. And I basically had to come in and say, bro, the same shit y'all talking about, the same thing Fresh and Fit talking about. So it basically aligns. Like, even though Fresh and Fit, they might do it in a different way or they might say it in a different way, but the message is still the same. So I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are going to take our context out of context. They're going to make it, you know, for the hater people to attack and, you know, grab onto. But at the same time, you guys know what we're talking about. The supporters know, so that's all that really matters at this point.
And that's kind of the detriment to putting out as much content as we do, guys. We literally put out like 3 to 4 videos a day. So we basically give a lot of haters ample evidence for them to chop and screw stuff and make it look crazy and put it out of context, which the Shade Room is, you know, done, and everybody else to fit a certain narrative, which is fine. It is what it is, because the reality is a lot of guys think like we do. And if they want to go ahead and push our stuff out into mainstream media, shock a couple of women or whatever, but a bunch of guys are like, damn, these niggas are spitting. Let me go check out what they got to say. And then they're like, damn, okay. Because I guarantee you a bunch of people that are watching right now, all 5,240 of you guys, by the way, like the video, a lot of you guys probably came from a hater video. You know, we're like, oh, let me see what these niggas is about. And then you come and watch it, and you're like, damn, yeah. It is what it is, bro. Like, most of my angry DMs are from, like, are an audience that we don't give a fuck about anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like it amazes me how, like, women in general will message me talking shit, thinking I'm going to change my mindset to, like, appease them. When it, like, we don't make our content for them whatsoever. It's like, go suck a dick, bitch. Like, we don't care what you think. Like, make a sandwich for a man who's superior to you. No one cares. You know what I'm saying? Like no one gives a shit what you gotta say. So, all right, thanks, all right, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. All right,
yo, hold on. I got one more thing to say real quick. Hey, yeah. I just wanted to talk a bit more real quick. Bro, listen, I'm with you, bro, all the way. I'm on a fitness journey as well. Bro, I just started eating right about 2 weeks ago. And got in the gym 2 weeks ago, bro. I'm down 10 pounds, bro. My goal is to hit 220 by June. Before my birthday to hit 220, then I'm going to be on my next goal. But right now I'm at 260 right now. I was like 275, you know what I'm saying, going into the new year. So, bro, I'm with you, bro. And, like, shit, we're going to do this shit together, bro. Real shit.
That's fucking do it.
Fucking right. Mind, body, soul. No fucking excuses. Hashtag make Myron proud.
There you go, man.
All right. All day, baby. All day. All right. Peace out.
Thank you, bro, for calling.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Who's up next?
All right. Let's go with a random caller.
Yeah.
Let's go with,
just see if we get some haters in here.
6707.
For all you guys that super chatted, don't worry. We're going to make sure we get y'all in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. 1469.
What up?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
How you doing? Big respect. Been watching you guys since you had like 1,000 subscribers doing nutritional and fitness videos.
Thank Damn. You.
Yeah, love you guys. Hey, I'm calling in with a suggestion, hoping you guys could consider it. I think it might be really cool.
Okay.
I think it might be really cool to set up like a calendar, like with the girls of Fresh and Fit, you know? Choose like the hottest girl from each month. and then put him in the calendar at the end of the year, or even have it ongoing, you know, and it might trigger that female competition anxiety for all the girls who didn't want to come on the show. They see it, they might think they're hotter, and they want to come in because, you know, girls love views, love getting photographed, and it might give Chris an opportunity to actually start talking to some hot girls, you know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
let me ask you, caller, how many calendars do you have in your room right now? How many calendars do you have in your room?
I mean,
right now?
I got none, bro. I got none. I'll be honest. Yeah, okay. Good point. Plus,
hold on. This is actually a very good idea. However, in today's day and age, calendars, no one really uses. Now, Instagram, hey, we put the hottest girls on Instagram page. You go there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea.
Because this idea has come up before with a calendar. And, yeah, I mean, similar to what Walt was saying, it's just not something that a lot of people use. I mean, hell, there's guys here that probably might have never even seen a calendar. They're that young. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have it on their phone. So it's a good idea, but yeah.
What about having just, instead of a calendar, just have something ongoing, you know, like Miss July, like, you know, or like Miss January to choose the hottest girl and just some chick that you can showcase just to give them an excuse to, you know, stick their ass out and get extra views and have the haters be extra jealous, you know, and,
or a month? Hell no.
Yeah, that's gonna be tedious. We could do a poll on
mini
posts, but nah.
No, man.
No validation, bro.
Yeah, no validation, man. But yo, thanks for calling into the show. Who's up next?
Yeah.
Appreciate the support, my man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Hey, it's a valid valid suggestion.
It's not bad,
because we have thought about that calendar thing before. Yeah. We did think about it,
but
so
man, I ain't doing all that though.
Yeah, the juice might not be with the squeeze on that one.
All right, 1 second. Let's go with 3341.
What's going on? How you doing? I called in before. I just want to give my 2 cents on the whole, like, leg rent interview and what's all going on right now, especially with the caller.
Just make it fast, please.
Sounds good. I just find it crazy. It's just, like, first off, the guy saying, like, you guys are – what makes you guys niggas? This goes back – I feel like, Mariah, you probably can relate. I used to live in Hartford, Connecticut at one point. But
oh, shit.
It's like you grew up in – yeah, 915 Main Street, right down the street from Baskin Robbins. But it's either you grow up where you're too black or not black enough, and it's never good enough, regardless of the setting. Like, it's annoying. And then also the flagrant stuff, like you said, like, it comes to show where mainstream media is, like the homonym attacks, being blue pill, introducing the red pill to others. You can see the guys that were listening objectively. Like, one thing I just wish with all this aftermath, like, or what's all going on, I wish people just listen to your guys' full context, objectively, to see what's really going on. Like the whole Brittany Renner interview, the flagrant interview. I just don't understand, like, people's irrational thought to just quickly.
You
got to
remember, bro,
just
that if people would, if the lie makes more money, they're going to run with the lie every single time. You know what I'm saying? You guys have seen at this point that several YouTube channels and people have lied on our name, and we've had to bring out receipts with, like, recorded phone calls, text messages, whatever, but people are still going to hold on to that old narrative, because the old narrative is you know, more entertaining. It makes more money. So no one cares about the truth when the lie makes more.
And also, court of public opinion is that we're the most hated on YouTube. So, of course, you're going to play to that narrative. Why not?
It is what it is.
All right, call it.
But, you know, you got to remember, bro, not everyone is capable of critical thought like you, my friend. So pat yourself on the back for resisting the slave mind. And thanks for calling in to the show.
Appreciate it,
man.
Right, yeah. No problem. All right. Y'all be easy, man. I appreciate you. What y'all do?
Next time. 8072.
8072, what's up?
8072.
Underwater.
Going once.
Going twice.
Sold.
She gone.
Let's see. 1 second. Let me hang up. There we go. Let's go with 6780.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, 6708.
Okay, 6708.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, so I'm gonna open up a little bit. I don't watch much of your shows. I actually came from a hate video, like you said earlier, and I was wondering, what's the plan? Are you guys gonna keep staying on YouTube, or are you guys gonna go bigger, like have a different plan? Since with all the hate, I don't know if you guys have decided to stop or like what's next for you guys instead of just getting through with all the hate, or maybe showing infield for people to see that you're actually not what people portray you to be. Like, that's why everybody's hating. Everybody's hating on you because they don't think you are the person you are. So maybe I don't know if what's your next goal in Fresh and Fit podcast.
I mean, honestly, bro, we're just going to keep making the content reach more men. It doesn't really matter what people, the general public thinks, because this, like I said before, like this way of thinking already is, you know what I'm saying? It's taboo in general. You know, there's a reason why RP channels typically tend to grow slowly on YouTube. It's because, you know, we tend to be in our own echo chamber. We tend to, you know, agree with the same talking points, which is all rooted in fact, but mainstream society isn't used to it. And since we're breaking into mainstream society, this is the natural progression of how they're going to react to our content. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it, guys. A lot of women were not exposed to RP-type concepts until, like, this year with, you know, our podcast blowing up, Kevin Samuels becoming popular, et cetera. Now people are becoming more aware of this stuff and connecting the dots. But mainstream media is not ready, especially in the West, is not ready for this thought process of, you know, intersexual dynamics where, you know, we acknowledge the uncomfortable realities about female nature because, bro, think about it. We live in a clown world now where people like Lizzo, you know, her fat ass could walk around showing her ass. Nobody says anything. But, you know, if a guy says, I don't like this or that, people consider it discrimination. So we live in a clown world, bro. Do I foresee it changing? No. But our intent isn't necessarily to go ahead and get accepted by the mainstream media because that's never going to happen. Our goal is to reach as many guys as possible so they can keep from putting nooses around their necks, guns in their mouths, or whatever else. So for every 10 haters that leaves a stupid, angry comment saying, oh, y'all are misogynist, whatever, we're helping one or two guys out from hurting themselves, and it's worth it.
Yeah, and also our goal is to hit 1 million subs. That's part of the goal. And then regarding our separate, like, you know, ourselves as personal brands, like, people attack our character all the time. Our supporters know who we really are. And at that point, it's like, okay, our supporters know who we are, but the haters, they don't know us. They're going to watch one clip and judge us off of that. So why am I going to try to prove myself to a hater? Like, there's no point.
They don't have an intent on, like, a lot of them just want attention. Like I told y'all, that fat chick messaged me. I sent her a clown, like, saying, you should get in the gym. She screenshotted it and put it on her story. So that just goes to show you, like, these people down low are, like, fans, bro. Because I'll tell you guys this. If me and Fresh were bums, broke, nobodies, and we said, yeah, we don't date Shaniquas and Laquisha's, ha, ha, ha,
no one
would give a fuck. But it's because we have, you know, some status, a little bit of clout, whatever it is. And we ain't even famous like that. You know, these girls are just going crazy because I've always said this. Women don't handle rejection well, guys, okay? And us saying that we don't date a certain whatever, a lot of women are going to feel personally attacked by that, even if they don't necessarily meet those metrics that we're saying we disqualified them on, because women aren't used to not having the decided advantage when it comes to dating and sex with men. So when a guy puts a boundary and a wall up and says, nah, you don't even qualify to fuck with me, women aren't used to that because most guys take what they can get. When a man puts his foot down and says, yo, I don't like this, and even makes a joke about it, well, now they're going to feel some type of way. They're not used to that, and it causes backlash and outrage. But when guys get rejected, we don't care because it's an everyday thing in our life. But women aren't used to getting rejected, guys, which is why we're getting so much backlash. So if a guy has the means and capabilities and the platform to voice what he doesn't like and say it with 10 toes down, people aren't used to that, bro, because so many guys are scared of getting deplatformed. They're scared of social justice wars. They're scared of the left. They're scared of people canceling them and them losing their platform. Us, we don't give a shit. I'd rather get canceled and keep it real than fucking, you know, sit here and be a panderer and say all this other fuck shit that I don't believe in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
last question. I agree with what you're saying. Maybe not everything, but I can totally understand where you're coming from. But my last question is, like, with all this social dynamics topics and everything, I was wondering what, like, because the mentality is, I agree. I am 100% agree with the mentality, but it's just, it seems like somebody with so many options and everything, why do you seem so mad? Like, I don't know your names or anything, like Fresh or Fit, which one's Fresh or Fit, but I was wondering, like the introvert, I don't know if he's Haitian or not. I know I'm Haitian, like my family's Haitian, but he just seems like somebody I know really, really, really close to me. But so it's just like the mentality is really like almost angry. I don't know if that's because what you're trying to prove a point into, like, so people understand, like, you're getting aggravated with them because they're not understanding your point of view, which is totally fine. Like, it's your point of view, and I agree with the mentality, but how can you come across more of the same dude with less anger so people come in a more pleasant way to try and understand you, if that makes any sense?
I mean, we're very direct in our approach. You know what I'm saying? What I've come to realize is that when you're coaching men, you have to keep things painfully honest and blunt, and sometimes you might have to say uncomfortable things, but men are capable of, you know, hearing the truth and improving because we have to live in a fact-based reality. Women aren't. But that's why I get hit all the
right.
time with your tone and all this other shit. And it's like, bro, we don't give a fuck what y'all think because this platform is for men. And we're just going to say it how we want to say it because we don't have to sit here and try to worry about courting you or getting laid and watch our tone. We just say what it is. Because I say even worse
right.
things to guys, but no one bats an eye because men understand that being direct and concise is
is what they have
required to improve. So honestly,
right.
bro, if you're getting triggered by the things that we say, not you in particular, but I'm saying in general, if the general public gets triggered by the
mm-hmm.
things that we say or looks at as angry or whatever, then they're not our target audience
mm-hmm.
anyway, and they can go suck a dick.
And also, I'm not
right.
Asian. I'm not introvert. I'm also outside, nigga.
No, okay.
I'm also outside, bro.
No, but that's still pretty cool. You, like, I like your style and everything. It's just how it seems, you know? And it's not saying who you really are or not.
Question.
It's just how it
seems. Do I ever see Matthew, bro? Do I ever see Matthew at all?
Matthew? Who's Matthew?
No, do I ever seem mad to you at all?
No. You seem pretty calm.
So why are we mad, bro?
Probably when I go on my rant.
No. So my point was, like, the mentality is great, and both of you have a great mentality. It's just when – I don't know who's fresh or fit, but when the guy that was just talking right now before you, he comes very direct and very blunt, which is totally cool. But maybe if they could meet people in a different time space, like in a more calm – demeanor or manner. So it's not my first language, English, just so you know. So if something's off, just let me know. But maybe people could be willing to be more understanding if you come to them in a different headspace. But I understand now why you're trying to be more blunt and direct because you're just trying to get a point across that people need to hear and they're just not willing to. And if they're not willing to,
you
got to
make
your
I'll end it simply for you here, bro, because we got to get to the next person. You got to make your message memorable.
No,
if I spoke monotone like this and told you guys that, yo, man, you got to understand that women date up. It is what it is, man. Like, don't get mad at the game. Just understand the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just self-improve. Women don't give a fuck about your struggles. They wait at the finish line and, you know, just fuck the winners. If I spoke like this, you might hear what I'm saying, but you're not necessarily going to internalize it. But if I tell you stop being a fucking pussy, hey, these fucking hoes date up. It is what it is. Either accept it or cry. Then you're going to be more memorable
right.
on that, right? So that's why we deliver it that
so.
Way, because it's not about delivering the message. It's about delivering the message in a certain manner that it's memorable. You understand? And sometimes you have to have your and also keep in mind, this is entertainment. This is edutainment. So you got to deliver it in a manner that is charismatic, that's retainable, that is entertaining at the same time as being funny, but educational. So, guys, like it looks
mm-hmm.
easy on camera, but it takes a lot of work to be able to deliver this message the way we do. So,
I agree.
So that's what it is, bro. Well, we're going to move on to the next caller,
thank
man.
Thank you so much.
But thank
man.
You.
Appreciate it.
But y'all can see the difference right there and how I delivered one side versus how I delivered on the other side.
Your new name is Matthew the Tone Police.
Yeah. All right. Who's up next?
1 second. Make sure. Because we got 100 callers over. Let's go with 9761, and let's make a short and fast.
Yo, 9761, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Can y'all hear me?
Got you.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hey, hi, my man. I love y'all programs and everything. And I agree with 98% of everything you guys say. I'm a little older. I'm in my 40s. And when I listen, y'all are 100% correct. And before YouTube and you guys, the Red Pill community came out, Kevin Family, you guys, I was saying the same thing. I'm a
mm-hmm.
father of five. I went through the court system. So when I listen to you, I'm just amening and praising everything you guys are saying. But when it comes down to something, I think it's just an age dynamic that's trying to tell the young guys that live in a different situation how to handle it. And that's why you get older guys saying, like, you got different groups. You got the Kevin Samuels groups. You got the Lapeed. You got you guys. So when you got the older guys trying to tell y'all how to go on you guys' field, it's a problem with me because y'all have the same message. All of the message is the same. But when they hear you guys, it's like, oh, no, y'all shouldn't talk like that. But y'all are in a different place, especially Miami, critical dating area. But, you know, I think the message is they just want to kind of like sun you guys. And that's my issue with this Red Pill community. And if we guys don't figure out how to get along and stop making content against guys that are saying the same thing, it will fail. You know? So
yeah.
When
the thing is. Here's the other thing, too, bro, which I really dislike about this community. If someone is like if someone like if like people pile on right on somebody, like everyone piles on. Like if someone says something dumb or whatever, yeah. everyone just piles on. Like mm-hmm. let's look at Jack Murphy, right? So everyone's yeah. been attacking him like crazy. I ain't gonna fucking do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because I'm yeah. not about to insult and attack another man that's helping other mm-hmm. men so that I can make content yep. so that I can get clicks. Like, and it's amazing how some YouTubers will turn their back on you just to make
yep.
content at your own expense
yes.
when they worked with you in the past, they've dealt with you in the past, whatever it is.
Yes.
Like, I would never, ever, you guys are never going to catch us kicking a guy while he's down that we've worked with in the past.
Yes.
You're never going to fucking see
and
that shit.
The biggest
you know what I'm saying?
And
that's the crazy
that's
thing. Crazy thing. You know, shout out to Jack Murphy. Like, everyone wants to sit here, oh, he's yeah. an alpha cut fucking shit. It's like, all right, bro, maybe he made a mistake. It is what it is. But that does not take away from his message as far as, like, he says a lot of things that are true. And we're not going to sit here and pile on a guy that's getting attacked by mainstream media when we already get attacked
yeah.
by mainstream media. And this is why the Manosphere
exactly.
is a fucking world a lot of times, because guys don't work together to unite, to push,
yeah.
you know, the truth out there. They want to sit there and compete and point fingers and talk shit or whatever it is. And it's all in the form
it's
of, yo,
mentality.
I'd rather get clicks than
yeah.
work together, which is ridiculous.
And it's also the king mentality. When women work together, that's why they're dominating us. They get along. They find a way to get along just to jump on guys. And if we as guys don't unite and get over the king mentality that I want to be over, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's not. So, I'm sorry you guys going from an older guy that's been through all of these situations. I'm living proof of the things that you're saying. You know, I come from a single mom home. single mother generation
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't taught none of these things. I had no fathers. My uncle was in prison fed time. You know, I come from a poor neighborhood. I'm not making excuses. I worked my ass off, 2 full-time jobs, raised my kids, went through the court system, paid a lot of money in child, still pay a lot of money in child support, and I wish you these guys hear what you are saying to understand, to stop this method of saying they want, we can't fight. People have to listen to what you are saying and take it for that. You guys are the younger guys that will live life and go through these things, and maybe your message will change as you get old. Everybody's messages change as they get older. So it's not that it needs to change. It needs to stay. And just like the tone police, they want you to say, you're not going to say that at you guys' age. You're not, and you shouldn't, because y'all are dealing with younger females, too, that they don't understand crap. I have nieces that are some of those girls' ages, and I talk to them, and I just want to – I don't have hair. I'm like you. My hair is gone. I can't speak no more. The hairline is gone, because you cannot talk to younger females and make them understand, or even older ones, therefore, that what you guys are saying is true. They're just
yeah, they don't
talk
live in reality, bro. They don't live
yeah, –
like, a lot of women are incapable of listening to facts. And, you know,
yes.
getting their emotions out of it and understanding the facts. They, you know, they're immediately going to put it on themselves, feel some type of way, and then react with emotion 9 out of 10 times. You could tell a girl 2 plus 2 is 4, but then they're going to say, yeah, 2 plus 2 is 4, but, you know, it could be 5 on Wednesday. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, women have their truth.
Yeah.
You may have the truth as well, but if it doesn't align with their truth,
yes.
they just listen to it. One ear. You
yeah.
know what? This is not true.
Because you guys got to remember
this
that.
That's how I feel.
Like, women don't live in reality. And
nope.
two is that their reality is never reinforced by their bad decisions. So, like, if they do some dumb shit, very rarely do they actually deal with the consequences of it. If I'm a fat-ass chick,
mm-hmm.
ain't nobody going to tell me to my face, I'm fat as hell, I need to lose weight. People are just going to say, you go, girl. Love your curves. Which
mm-hmm.
we know that's inherently dangerous, you know, for you to be obese. But that's the difference between men and women. I don't see guys out here talking about body positivity, posting pictures of themselves on People magazine for a front page cover of them looking
mm-hmm.
like shit. It just doesn't operate like that, because
yeah.
men have to live in a fact-based reality, whereas we have all these coddling institutions set up for women. But, hey, we got to move on to next caller, bro. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate
all right,
it.
Thank you. Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Cool. Great discussion, man.
We got roll on the line.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for his number. I don't see him. So let's go to the next caller until he
yeah.
Posts
yeah, let's see if we can get one of these haters on.
94 as well. Hard to filter out these haters.
All right.
What's up, caller?
What's up, caller?
Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
Are you driving, nigga?
No.
All right, you got a question or a comment?
Can you hear me?
All right, next caller.
All right, man.
Next caller. All right, who's up?
See, let's go with 2688.
All right.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Yo,
what's up, bro?
Doing all right. Good, 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 man. Thanks for having me. I'm not really a hater or a supporter per se. I'm kind of like in the middle.
All right. What's your disagreement?
You know, I'm just, you know, not really disagree. Not really. Well, okay. Let me say this. I think the reason why you guys are getting a lot of flack with the whole "quote unquote" you hate black women, et cetera, is a lot of people are not really talking about that clip of Fresh. It was a clip of Fresh actually going out his way and saying to the, I guess it was the episode where I guess you guys had a panel full of white chicks and one black chick. And Fresh actually went out his way. He said, real talk, basically saying, hey, you're not like the rest. And he said, majority of black women, you know, are, you know, Shaniquas, et cetera, you know, like that. So I guess that's where I guess all your hate is really coming from that one. And I know it's a lot of times a lot of people are not pointing that out. So, Fresh, do you feel like you could have might probably, you know, I think you kind of exposed your hand a little bit, Fresh, just because you said real talk, and then followed by saying, hey, you're not like the rest of them. So I think, you know, do you feel like you
that was 100% true. Think about it. We had a show yesterday. The chick was like, oh, black queens that, and she was the one acting the craziest out of the panel. Making black queens look stupid. It's like, bro, like, real talk. You see on the show, real time in 4K, these girls are literally coming on here, acting the worst, making our black queens look crazy. And it's like, yo, what do you expect? So I said that day, yo, this chick here is cool, calm. I fuck with it. But on the show, a lot of times they come on here acting crazy. And it's like, bro, like, how do you expect to change the narrative if you act this way all the time? If you act this way like crazy, you're going to think, oh, all black women are pretty much the same. On the panel, it seems that way because most girls that act out are black. So I just sit there, hey, you seem mad cool, you're different. Real talk, I like how you move.
Yeah, when we kick out the other girls, they don't necessarily cause a scene like, let's be honest, like the African-American girls, bro. Let's keep it all the way 1,000. When we kick the black girls out, they'd be staying, they'd be making a scene. Fuck y'all, Fab and Fit, world star, bitch. They act crazy. They slapping me and Chris around, stomping on my feet. Anytime we've had bad encounters with girls that with the show when we kicked them out, 9 out of 10 times, bro, they're black. It is what it is.
Yep.
But when we kick out white girls or Spanish girls, they just get the hell out. You know what I'm saying? They just leave.
They don't
sit there and try to argue. As a matter of fact, when at our 100K celebration, we had a white girl, we had a black girl. White girl gets up, dumps the fucking shit, walks out immediately. Black girl stays for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my shoe. You got to give me my shoe. So it's like, bro, I wish
I
it wasn't
that.
Like that. But they just make themselves look bad, bro. At some point, there's got to be some accountability. You know what I'm saying? And stereotypes typically are rooted in fact to some degree.
And we treat everyone the same way, show them respect, but then they act out this way, and it's, yo, what do you want us to do?
Hey, man. It is what it is.
Hey, fair enough. And you guys, I respect your boldness. I will say I respect your boldness. And
thanks.
Hey, one last thing. For you, Myron, I did see the flagrant interview. Very good. Very good about podcast. You guys held your own. Very good. Very good. And the only thing I was disappointed in, now I understand that you're on their platform and everything. They was kind of, you know, dogging you up a little bit. I get it. They was kind of interrupting you time and time again. The only thing I was kind of disappointed in you, Myron, that you didn't bring up those statistics. Only thing I was disappointed in. I was like,
how am I
going to
do that? I can't do that, bro, on someone else's platform where they constantly interrupt me and don't necessarily care about what we got to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I was stating things. I would want to get into it, and then they would, like, just interrupt me, cut me off, whatever it is. Like, it's just very obvious. And honestly, if anything, it just shows poor podcast etiquette on theirs. I don't know if you guys noticed, but when we bring guests on, we kind of just shut the hell up and let them talk.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
if you guys,
right.
like look at Andrew Tate's interview with us compared to other podcasts that he's went on. We actually tell him, no, tell the full story. Go ahead. And we egg him on and make the interview better. And that's a very subtle technique that, you know, a lot of podcasters don't do. You know, a lot of them don't let their guests speak the way. But it is what it is. Like I said, from my perspective, and I think a lot of people that, you know, can see what's going on here, it was clearly done to try to ambush us, which we kind of knew what was going on. So they didn't really care about what we had to say and us proving our points. They just kind of wanted to challenge us and say, hey, y'all are immature, y'all are dumb, et cetera, and didn't really give us a platform to do so. Because, like, I'm not going to go on someone else's platform and be like, yo, what the fuck, and talk all this shit. I told them, Akash, one time, hey, let me finish. But they kept doing it. So it was very obvious that there was an agenda behind it to just, like, try to make us look bad, which is fine. But if anything, that represents more on their part that, hey, you got a guest on, you don't even let them speak. You're more concerned with, like, virtue signaling and insulting them or whatever, which we would never do. I would never bring a guest on a pod and try to make them look dumb. But, hey, everyone is different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, caller.
Yes,
you.
Sir. I got you. Got you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, okay.
All right, man, we have to go. Let me get the super chats in. And Rollo, I'm going to look out for you right now, but I don't see you.
Yeah.
Tom Chat, you've been waiting for a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, we could do the calls as well for the girls, because I think they're here right now.
Yeah, they're here right now, so it's 10:30.
All right. We'll go a little bit longer, and then we'll get going, but go ahead.
Well, hello.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Yes, hi, guys. So, sorry, I've been waiting for a while, so. So basically, I really like your content, right? But, I mean, you're helping men and all that kind of stuff. That's great, right? The problem I have is why do you bring white people to come and say the N-word on your podcast? Like, that really, it just really bugs me. Like, why do we just let that shit slide? Like, I don't understand.
Because that's reality, bro. Like, I'm just going to keep it all the way 1,000 with you. I've never heard a white girl actually say it on our show, but it's typically the Spanish girls, and you might not be able to tell the difference because they might look Caucasian on air. But, bro, if you live in Miami, New York City, any major city, like L.A., whatever, Hispanics regularly use that term. It is what it is, bro. Like, I mean, you listen to Fat Joe or some shit, you know what I'm saying? They just say it. It is what it is. It's, like, very common. So I don't even – like, at this point, it's not even – something that I even like noticed like that because it's just so common in places like Miami, et cetera. So for us to like sit here and try to police that, you guys wouldn't get as raw of a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Obviously we check it every now and then and it's like excessive, but for the most part, bro, this is the reality of how so many women talk and operate. So.
All right. It's reality, right? Fine.
Yeah.
So
it's reality, my man.
Your podcast is open to white people coming on and saying the N word. That's fair.
Spanish.
They're Hispanic.
They look white to me.
Okay, that's fine.
That's your perception.
That's your perception, but they're Hispanic, bro.
We live in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay, so if a white person was to come on and say the N-word, would you check them? I mean, it would seem unfair to me. Like,
I don't even have to do it. They just don't say it.
Yeah, because they're white.
They just don't say it, bro.
And that would be on them.
But would you draw the line there?
Well, actually, it's funny because if we bring someone on the podcast, right, and they have that's their opinion, that's their preference to say that those words, why am I going to get mad at it?
And this is the importance. I've always said this too, guys. Like, this is why I always say, you know, the world doesn't owe you understanding, and you can't get mad at like people because some people are inherently biased. Some people are racist. Some people just tend to, you know, not speak properly. It is what it is. Like, everyone is different. So you can't sit there and get triggered by people in general because the only thing you could really do is control your emotions and just deal with it because people are not going to be educated or intelligent enough to hold a conversation or say certain things properly. It is what it is. This is the world that we live in, bro. The only thing you can control is your own reactions to it, not necessarily other people, you know?
But you know what? Words have
words,
power.
Man. It's words
the
at
one
end of
thing
the day.
To really explain on your show, words of power. Just like you, for example, like Asia Doll said, something dumb like
words are only power, bro. Hold on, words only have power if you allow them to have power. That's the difference.
Yeah, but you threw off Asia Doll for saying something dumb like your meme, right? Words have power. So which is why I'm saying, like,
did he watch? Did he watch the whole episode?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you would know that it's just not her saying that he's mean.
That's what led to the argument between him and Asian Doll. I know.
No, it's disrespectful, right?
But that's what I'm saying. Words have power. So
you
guys are trying to reduce white people saying the N word to just say, words are just no meaning, you know? Words have power, and really,
Hold on. There was actions taken as well. Like what she said combined with what she was doing. And what else was going on? You're trying to compare like apples and oranges right now. There's a big difference between coming on a platform and openly disrespecting it in public versus, you know, someone voicing their opinion and using a term that you might not necessarily like. There's a big difference. You get what I'm saying? Like, one is overt disrespect. The other one is
in public.
What?
white people saying the N-word in public is not disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
No, bro.
Right?
Again, like I told you before, they're not white. They're Hispanic, okay? And then number two, you can't compare the Asian doll situation where she was overtly disrespecting me on purpose versus someone that's speaking a certain way that might say a word that might trigger you. There's a big difference there. One has a purpose to be disrespectful. The other one doesn't necessarily have that purpose. I don't think these girls are over here dropping the N-bomb purposely to trigger you. You are the one getting triggered. But this chick over here was purposely being disrespectful. It's completely different, my friend.
And it's
you
GA,
can't conflate the
ER.
Two. You cannot conflate the two.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, right? But it's like saying, like, you know, when white people used to say the N-word all the time, like, that brings up certain emotions, right? But I'm saying, like,
who controls their emotions, though, bro? Who controls their emotions?
Just like, that's why I brought up the Asian doll situation, because...
Like,
because
bro, like, shit, yo, man.
That triggers me.
All right, caller.
She says something
hey,
that triggers you, but they're just words, right? You could have controlled that emotion, couldn't you?
All right, caller.
All right, man.
You're just wasting time. Thank you, fam. Let's go with 6506.
Yo, hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, Kobe?
Yo, what's up? It's Kobe.
What's up, Kobe? Come on.
Hey, what's up, man? Congrats, guys. And these haters are crazy.
Yeah.
What was that nigga talking about? He sounded like a dumb nigga. The guy from earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called this to encourage you guys to just keep going, man. Just keep going. Thing, I don't know if you ever experienced this. One of my homeboys saw one of your clips, and he thought it was, like, racist when you were talking about, you know, Bonquisha or Keisha or whatever. And I'm like, bro, you don't even talk to black girls. So can you explain what that is about? Like, how do guys that don't talk to black girls get offended when they hear things like that?
It's funny. That's the popular thing to do, bro, get offended.
It happened on the Flagrant podcast. The guy, Alex, doesn't even date black girls, and he's like, us, we shouldn't have said that. Bro, you date white girls. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say because you're scared of what people are going to say about you.
Yeah, bro. You got to remember that we live in a world now where virtue signaling is what people do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you virtue signal, you know, you're going to build an audience. You know, you're trying to get, you know, you're trying to get praise from a certain demographic of people. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, woke culture, modern woke culture is pandering to, you know, I guess, subsets of people that are like, what do I want to say here? Oppressed. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. That's the world that we live in, bro. People are going to pander. Whatever.
All right, call.
Yeah.
Let's do some more calls, and then we read chats, and then we have the girls.
All right.
5458.
Yo.
Yo.
Rod Shepherd. Rod
What's
Shepherd.
Up, Rod?
What's going on with y'all, man? Like I said, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to come in, bro, and just kind of get my two cents on the Brittany Rayner thing. So, yeah, man, I thought the shit was massively, you know, done well. Now, I watched the full podcast because y'all know I fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
So I've been watching the podcast since 20, 30K. So I definitely loved how you guys approached it, you know, and
great conversation.
Dealing with that. Yeah, it was very massively. And that's where, like, it almost drives me to comment on these different comments, bro. And, like, I don't go into a lot of them. But I go into a few of them just to kind of give, you know, my two cents. And what I'd be trying to tell people is that the late night show to me is a bonus. The real show is Money Monday, Womenizer Wednesdays, and Fit Fridays. That's the real show, guys. And everybody is on the late night edition. Like, everybody is hating on that part of the show, and that's the byproduct of what we want to see real time. So, and it's for the men. So, guys, you know, for the people that is not understanding this, like, they were doing well with just the real show.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to me that it's getting to this level, but it's like, the show really brings out, and I'm going to say this, man, the show really brings out who you really are as a person. It really does, bro. Like, I don't know if y'all see it, and y'all probably caught on to it, but the show brings out who you really are and how you really think and view the world. And it just challenges people to the point where they like, damn, I, is this really me? And they just don't want to accept it. So that's my thing about it. And, you know, shout out to you guys. I love you guys. You know, big time supporter.
Love you too, bro.
Shout out to you, yeah. Pause, right? Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Big Mo, you know, Chris. Even shout out to Christina. You know, you keep doing what you're doing too back there. Because I was there in the flesh. So I seen the atmosphere, how it is. And for the people that's really there, like, that know. You know, shout out to Chris, man, and definitely shout out to you, Fresh Bro. You're genuinely, like they asked you on the show last night, or what type of characteristic you are. You are a loyal person, bro. And, like, ever since I met you guys at the 100K party, man, like, you just been 100 every step of the way and allowing me to go on your live and just talk to you and just build that connection, bro. That's real love, bro. So, yeah, definitely, bro. So I'm going to go meet up with, like, two other guys, man, that fuck with Fresh and Fit. We going out tonight. So I'm in Dallas, FNF Dallas. We representing, man. For anybody that's trying to network, I'll be telling y'all, I'm going to probably call in every other show.
Yep.
Yeah, listen. I'm going to call in every other week.
Someone drop Rod's Instagram in the thing. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, guys, hit him up, bro. Like, you guys want to network and hang out with guys that are like-minded, man. Trust me, it'll help you resist the slave mind. You really don't want to be hanging around with blue pill guys, bro, long-term.
You don't. So, hey, man, shout out to you, Byron, bro. Like, but we're going to meet up, man. We'll be in the upscale part of Dallas. We're not going to disclose the information right now. But that's really rocking with it, y'all hit me up, DM me, and if you down, then cool. If not, then we know what it is. I'm prepared. I'm locked and loaded. So, like, but I'm going to let y'all go, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. And, Fresh, hey, man, I'm ready to get on that smash, bro.
I didn't forget. We got you.
I got you. You know where we are, man. But, yeah, y'all take care, man, and, man, y'all take care.
All right, be safe, man. All right, who's up next?
416.
See if we get someone.
Hey,
can you hear me?
James?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? So I wanted to talk to you about a short you recently made where you said it's a good thing when men have multiple partners or cheat, but it's a bad thing when women have multiple partners or cheat.
Okay.
Do you remember that short? You made it recently? Okay, so first of all, the argument you made, you used a set of purely factual premises to come to an ethical conclusion that women should be shamed for cheating. I think you basically said it's easier for women to get laid, therefore, you know, it should be shameful if women are promiscuous or cheat on their partners, but it's really hard for men to get laid. So that's like, that makes it a good thing for them to get lots of sex. It's like a sign of status or something, or working hard. So this is an ethical a philosophical problem called the is-ought gap. If you make an argument with purely factual premises, it doesn't make any logical sense to come to an ethical conclusion. So it was just a very poorly constructed argument to begin with. And secondly, if we were to ignore that issue, I don't know why you'd come to the conclusion that it's shameful for a woman to take advantage of it being easy to get sex. There are plenty of situations where people just have natural talents or things come easy to them. So like if a really big, strong dude who's just naturally strong goes and plays football, you'd expect somebody to take advantage of some sort of benefit or, you know, skill they have. And there are plenty of guys who it's very easy for them to have sex. They're just really naturally good looking, maybe just naturally they have great social skills. So if you're going to have this sort of position where women should be shamed because it's easy for them to get sex, I don't even know why this has anything to do with gender. If that's the basis for shaming somebody for being promiscuous, like you should just shame somebody for having sex or a lot of sex if it's just easy for them to get sex, regardless of their gender.
Yeah, he's finished his question mark.
Okay.
All right, I think that's the answer right there.
So, do you have any retort?
No, bro, because you just don't understand basic intersexual dynamics. So there's nothing to talk about here. Like, no.
Okay, so you don't acknowledge that you made a poorly constructed argument that just made no sense. Like, if it were easy for you to get sex, would you not take advantage of that? Like, should you be ashamed for something that's easy for you to do?
Next caller.
All right. All right, guys. Let's re-chat, and then we're good to go. Could we have the girls in the studio right now?
Yeah, that nigga's Canadian, huh? I couldn't tell. All right.
All right.
Shout out to my Canadians out there, man. But that was dope. Yeah, we got the Crip Podcast.
That's he's assuming that men and women are the same, which already his mind he just off of that argument he believes in blank slate equalism. There's nothing to really talk about at that point.
Blue pill to the core.
Yeah,
man.
Blue pill to the core, bro. We ain't even gonna entertain that shit.
All right.
Scoop Fab and Fit LL feel not nostalgic. Where are the girls at now? Nowhere. FNF wins.
Okay.
There you go. Kimuro Joe, $10. Good job, guys, maintaining composure on the Not So Flagrant Podcast. They were very agnostic and corny.
Antagonistic and corny. Never seen them treat a guest like that.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, it was never really to do an interview. It was to try to bring us in and virtue signal. That's what it was. And here's the thing, guys. They were intending to do a short interview.
Yeah.
Ended up going a lot longer because we didn't agree with them.
It was supposed to be 30 minutes.
It was supposed to be 30 minutes. So, like, you know, they were like, hey, we're just going to do this for 30 minutes. Their plan was to get us in there, have us apologize, try to stun us, and then kick us off out the studio, but they couldn't do that. That's why I went longer. So it is what it is. My question is, what is your thoughts about buying a condo or a single-family home and put it on Airbnb? I understand the risk of people destroying your items within your home. However, I'm willing to take the risk. Wait, was it buying a condo? So go back. I mean,
yeah.
the Airbnb, bro, go ahead, Fresh, because you dabble in Airbnb.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with it. So.
Look at the profits from, you know, you rent out the single family versus the condo. Obviously, speaking, condo has, like, some rules in terms of, like, you know, what you can rent out, Airbnb, and those rules depending on your area. So check that first. But overall, look at the expenses and look at the profits of single family versus condo, and then just go with which makes you more money at the end of the day. But honestly speaking, bro, like, condos have associations with which don't always allow you to actually, you know, rent out Airbnb. So it just depends for the most part.
All right.
We ever have a guest on the show that specializes in hosting dinners for networking purposes, i.e. someone that has followed the teachings of the book Mastermind Dinners?
Aha. It's funny. I'm actually doing Mastermind Dinners now on here, Miami.
Okay. Anthony Spade, keep doing your thing. Thank you so much,
you.
Brother. Brittany Renner is the psychotic BPD. Oh, no. Read that one before. Yeah, Chris, these are from way before.
No, well, it's back and forth, so.
Okay, just supporting my brothers, Myron Fresh, Chris, and Big Mo. Keep leaning from the front, speaking the truth. Let these soy boys get in their feelings and hate. Much love and respect from Texas. Orale way.
Yep.
Here you go. Mizu, an important point. People always criticize you guys for what you say, and you need nuance, but they take all nuance and context out the window when feel offended. Also, a black dude from Flagrant was a clown, and I'm black. It is what it is, bro. If you guys say, he never really challenged our points. He just was saying we're immature. You know what I'm saying? Or not all women are like that, blah, blah, blah. Our future MD, Uncle Ruckus, called in and wildin'. Smeebles, that was the best thing that's happened on this show. I'm in freaking tears. let's see here. And this is why we tell y'all, like, honestly, guys, like, just don't try to debate with, like, people that are blue pill. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to go anywhere. Obviously, on Flagrant, that's, you know, a big podcast. It makes sense for us to go on there and give our viewpoints and have that discussion. But you don't want to sit there and if it doesn't benefit you, you're going to lose more hair follicles that might not make it worth it, bro.
Because he's not going to change. You're not going to change.
They're not, so, like, what are you going to sit there? You ain't going to change their mind. So, see, baiting right here. Like, bro, like, nah. So TJ Rosario, wanted to show my support and say that I enjoyed the Off the Record podcast. I think what some of us want to see is you both speak from a peaceful, conscious place and climate of chaos and BS. Need y'all around 100. Yep.
Yep.
And as far as vegan gains go, bro, you're watching us, not the other way around. So, I mean, you can say whatever you want to say, man. Like, we're not watching you, bro. Damien 602, evening, gents. Have you considered having a show with women raised in nuclear families one day and another with women raised in single mother and another with single father homes? Would be an interesting week. Peace, gents. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we got Pookie, $10. I must apologize for my cousin Ray Ray stuff like that is why we don't get invited to family reunions / cookouts anymore. Now I got to crash bar mitzvahs and stuff. Now, bro, I miss candy yams and mac and cheese.
Okay. Well, now we're good to go.
All right. Let's hit like one or two more calls. And we got 50. Yo, guys, do me a favor. Do me a favor and like the goddamn video. There's 5,800 of you guys in here. Please like the video. Comment below after the stream is done, you know, for the algo. And then subscribe to the channel. Subscribe and like, guys. That's all you got to do. You don't have to donate a damn dollar. Just like the video, help us with the algo. We're getting a lot of hate right now. I got hundreds of hate messages from a bunch of people, most of them women, of course, and social justice warriors. Well, like it, like the video, help us out. Cool. Who's up next?
3429.
Hello?
Yep.
What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? I just want to say real quick that I have much respect for what both of y'all do. Myron, when people found out about your thing, man, like, they came at you hard, man, but I always defended you.
Found out about what thing?
Oh, no, regarding, like, the whole thing with the Asian doll thing and the stuff with Abba and all that, like, you know? But I want to get down to the main point that, like, I've been focusing on taking y'all's advice to heart, you know, doing the sacrifices that have to be made to get where you want to get to. I've been practicing photography and videography for the past 2 years and doing music, like music blog videos, music videos, and recently, like, parties and mansions. And what I wanted to ask in particular is that, like, for Fresh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro. Yeah, you're cutting in and out, but make it quick, man, because we got to get going here.
Oh, okay. Well, to make it real quick and short, I want to tell you, when y'all do the million sub party, Fresh, I had sent you a link regarding, like, a few mansion party video I did and all that, like, to see if you'd be interested in, like, because I fucked with what y'all doing, man, and I want to help provide value, like, make, like, a cool badass promo when y'all do y'all's million subscriber party.
Yeah, shoot him a DM, man, and we'll get you on it. We got
just
already two video guys that are going to be there, but, you know, maybe we can get you in as a third.
Yeah, just tell me your name, and I'll look at it.
All right?
Okay, yeah, Betty, I got you. Grills_vision.
All right, man. Peace.
All right. And last one.
Thank you so much.
Let's go with 4130.
Hello?
4130. All right, going once, going twice. Let's go with 8069.
Haram.
What's up, bro?
Assalamu alaikum, man. Wagwan from the UK.
Hey, walaikum salam, bro. How are you?
I'm good, bro. First of all, from that Bobby Shmurda from yesterday, yo, glad you guys are safe from all that stupidness from that bimbo. You understand?
Yeah.
That pussy will be moving mad, bro. You know, them way there. But yeah, I'm going to keep this quick, and I'm going to keep it positive as well. That's my question. My question is for Big Mo. Yo, man, like Big Mo, what up, fam? You understand?
Yo, what's going
shout
on?
Out to your fitness journey. Yo, shout out to your fitness journey. We love to see it. I know the bitches love to see it as well. Babes love the flexible dudes. And, yo, once you get in shape, you know, you're going to be a freak. You understand? So, yeah, bro.
Okay.
Thank
you, man. Thank you very much. Just know I do it for myself. Believe me. Just know I do it for myself and to make myself proud, my close friends proud, and most of the SNF family proud. All right. Thank you, Sam.
All right, caller.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So we got last two is our super chats.
All right.
We got Okamo Nokazi, 20 Canadian.
I got your retort. I never heard FNF say cheating was a good thing, and I've been here a while. I have heard them say men will cheat if they got options, and it's better to be straight up versus lying cheat. Exactly.
Facts.
I love this podcast. I've been watching for 3 months now. I've learned so much. Women don't give a fuck about men. Y'all ever going to have Alpha M on? Yeah, we'll try, bro. And then we got, and that's from Jordan De La Garza, and then Okami No Case. And then the last one, Bread and Gatorade. I'm ready to leave the green tech celibacy. Should I get the iPhone 13 Pro or Pro Max?
Pro Max, my friend.
And, I mean, you don't need the Pro Max if you don't make videos. Honestly, you could just get the Pro. We have the Pro Max because we'd be filming shit, but like
Pro Max.
Regular guy? Okay.
Yeah, and
if
callers,
you have the money for it, go ahead.
Yeah. And callers, some of your numbers aren't going through, so next week we'll do a better job at making sure we burn through as much calls as we can. So next show we have, we're good to go. Okay? So, last thoughts?
Okay, guys, like the video. Do us a favor. Well, how many likes do we have right now? All right, let's do one more call, Chris. One more call.
We should go with the doors. 4949.
Okay. And guys, like the video, goddammit. There's 5.3K you guys watching on YouTube alone. Like the video.
Hello.
Okay. There's only 3.3. All right, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah, we got you. We can hear you.
Oh, what's up? Okay, so I'm a Midwest girl, and I was just, like, calling in because, like, I see, like, the type of females that y'all be having on there. And I have friends, like, who live in Dallas, who live in Florida, who live in Cali. So, like, I do a lot of traveling in those areas, and, like, I kid you not, like, I don't know what's going on with, like, the type of females that y'all have down there, but, like, that is not, like, how all girls work. Like, I know, like, I've watched you guys' podcast with academics and, like, the whole, like, bundle of Britney. Like, I don't know. I really don't like girls who, like, operate like that. Like, I've always been, like, the type of female who just had, like, bros, I guess. But I think for me, like, I'm more domestic, so it's kind of, like, I don't know. I just don't understand, like, your views, like, every single view. But, like, I respect it because I appreciate, like, how educated you guys are. So, like, I feel like that's why I became, like, more of a watcher. So, like, I definitely have mad respect for, because, I don't know, like, you guys kind of talk like how my dad talks. Like, he's really educated.
No, I mean, I appreciate the love. If you want to come on, just hit up Chris, Aaron C. Poxon on Instagram. He does all the recruiting. You know, we've had girls come in from other states, so feel free to hit them up on IG.
If you're different, come show you know, the chat that you're different as well.
Yeah, feel free. Hit up Aaron on Instagram.
That's the crazy thing. I did hit him up, but, like, I literally just left Florida, like, last week. I kid you not. Like, I was in Orlando. No. But, you know, Chris, it's not wild. Like, I have, like, guys and everything. Yeah, I have, like, guys who, like, rock down there. They're like, yo, these Florida chicks are just not it. Like, it's not popping. But it's, like, I don't know, like, I'm in the Midwest, so it's, like, way different. Like, the whole vibe here is just way different. Like, I kid you not, the first time my CBO was literally down in Florida, it was crazy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Just hit up Chris. Send him a DM now because he could check his phone. Yeah. And you don't have to put your Instagram on the thing so you don't get, you know, a bunch of shit. But just send Chris a DM right now and he'll find it and save it. Next time you're in town, just let us know.
Yeah, and normally I'm good at hitting up the girls. But if you're, like, if you have no photos on your page or if you're, like, I'm sorry to say, roastable, probably won't reply back to you. Probably leave you on scene.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, just hit him up that right now so he'll see it.
Shout out to the Midwest.
Yeah, right. Shout out to the Midwest, man.
That's where we got to go.
All right. Cool. All right. I think there was another chat that just came in.
$5 is fine.
Let me read it, Chris.
$5?
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see here. Bishop, $5. Vegan gays retort, don't encourage female promiscuity. The literature shows these women have higher rates of depression, drug use, and divorce. Yeah, bro. Like, yeah.
All right.
Okay. And then that was Verse right there. All right, guys. So we got another show coming up. Like the video. We're going to have some lovely ladies on. We might open up the phone lines with the girls on the line. Who knows? Thank you guys for checking out the show. We'll catch you guys back here in a little bit. We're just going to reset and get going. Peace.
Peace. Oh, one.
That boy sleep.
Yo.
What you listening?
What's up with it?
I'm about to do a show right now. I'm about to do a show right now.
I don't know what you're saying.
What's that? I'm about to do a show right now.
I bet.
What you want?
I'm at the crib.
I'm going to go to Venom after if you want to come.
Okay. All right, let me know what's up.
All right.
Let me tell you a story real quick.
All
right, so.
Mia, let me love you.
All right, ladies. Say what? We got Nina Pineapple back in the building. She brought me the Dominican liquor.
Yeah.
My yellow tonight. Oh, what is it called?
Blue Gun.
Blue Gun.
Hey,
we
out here. We got IC, man. Come IC.
Hi.
Yo, you can hear us on the phone line. Did you pull the thing, Chris?
Oh, what's that? Let me see. My bad. Shit. Here we go.